Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is Tuesday, the 11th day of December, 2012, and I come to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, blasting out on XM 166, your local AM and FM dial, and of course the video feed at prisonplanet.tv, audio feeds at infowars.com. Where to start? Well, the balkanization of America is accelerating. You've got the globalist-controlled unions fighting with the globalist-controlled corporations, all in basically a pre-engineered Hegelian dialectic of problem-reaction-solution. We're going to be breaking that down today. It's all up at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. DrudgeReport.com is updating as things move. We're watching that as well. We are union. Tempers flare at Michigan State House. To protest right-to-work bill, teachers call in sick. Only 7% of Detroit 8th graders proficient in reading. Yeah, and you look at numbers around the country, they're similar in many areas, and it's all by design. That's what centralized, federally controlled education has done. And I've had the former head of policy at the Department of Education on the broadcast. She's released the documents, Charlotte Littlefield Iserby. And we need to give her a call. Is it Littlefield? There's another Littlefield, and I always mix it together. The point is, we're going to get her back on the broadcast here very, very soon. Also, we need to get today into 2012. And yesterday, I said I would get to it, but I kind of got flustered and overly tired by the end of the broadcast yesterday. That happens sometimes, and I didn't get to it. But I will cover it in this hour. 10 reasons why it's not the end of the world as we know it. Media indulges in debunked hysteria while ignoring real crisis. A Paul Watson, Alex Jones article. Very important. And we're going to be going over the facts of that while I'm fresh in the first hour. We're joined by Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, to give us his take on what Obamacare is going to do to our society. Now that it's going into place and what it's already doing to the medical field that he predicted. And then we're also going to look at Alzheimer's being one of the biggest causes, being the statin drugs themselves that literally dissolve the brain. And the fact that first person I ever heard 15 years ago writing and talking about coconut oil and Alzheimer's was Dr. Blaylock, brain surgeon. And now it's mainstream news. So I thought we'd get him on about some real solutions on that front and more in the third hour today. In fact, I had him on about the coconut oil and about Alzheimer's and about some other issues. We sent him an email so he knows we're also going to first get into Obamacare for the first part of the interview because when it comes to an expert on it, he certainly is. He also writes for Newsmax.com. So that is coming up today with Dr. Russell Blaylock. We will have open phones in the second hour, maybe even in this hour, but I'm going to try to have a focus. And I always try and always fail, but I'm getting closer to it every day to take a lot of your calls in the second hour of the transmission. There's a lot of news on the economy. There is a big news story with everyone freaking out about it today as the Homeland Security announces billions of dollars to put microphones recording everything you say and uploading it to the police station and the federal NSA Threat Fusion Center on city buses because the Daily is saying they're breaking this exclusive. Well, I'm glad you're covering it, but that's like saying, you know, that the newspaper is breaking the Gutenberg Press. The Gutenberg Press is 500 plus years old. I mean, this is, so I'm going to give you the rest of the story, as they say, when the article is up at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Not just buses, but streetlights are also recording conversations, along with televisions, computers, cell phones, and more.
From the front lines of the information war,
It's Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Tuesday, the 11th day of December 2012. In some time zones, the planet Earth only has 9 days until the sun blows up, or Nibiru, Planet X, hits us, or there's a pole shift, or Comet Wakuku hits us, or until a giant winged snake comes out of the ocean and devours the Earth. I am not one of those voices promoting that and never have been, but I will get into a detailed breakdown and angles you probably haven't heard on this, the rest of the story, coming up here momentarily. I said I'd get to this article yesterday, but I didn't properly. And so at the bottom of the hour, I will cover in detail 10 reasons why it's not the end of the world as we know it. Media indulges in debunked hysteria while ignoring real crises. So from our deep research, we'll give you what we believe the real threat is, and that is the globalist, predatory, power-lusting elite engaging in all forms of very dangerous, pure scientific research, looking for ultimate power to be able to dominate the globe. Of course, these globalists haven't discovered the real power is knowing themselves and controlling themselves. So all of that is coming up. I want to obviously get into what's happening with the unions as well. I want to get into the fiscal cliff and where our economy is going. I'm going to cover that momentarily. Also, I've gotten a threatening letter from the city of Los Angeles. I'll tell you about that and show that to you as well. Obama is expanding the free Obama phone campaign with federal money to the states. And so we're going to be breaking that report down also, but being posted by Paul Watson at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That is just some of the news we're going to be breaking here. Also, we have a report at Infowars.com. 99% of Syrian rebels are Islamic extremist and jihadist terrorist. And this is now major think tank breakdowns, and even the New York Times having to admit this. So unbelievable information. See, we told you so, but it's kind of bittersweet. So what if we told you so? It just keeps moving forward. Briefly, on the unions, and I'm going to play this coming up in the second hour while we're taking your calls. Democrats threaten violence on Michigan House floor. State Representative Douglas A. Gellis, I guess you pronounce that. There will be blood or geese. How do you pronounce geis? The zeitgeist. There will be blood. State Representative Douglas Geis threatened from the House floor, the Michigan House representatives today, as the body debated legislation that would make Michigan the nation's 24th right-to-work state. Well, it's the only chance Michigan's got, and I'm going to explain that here in just a moment. I mean, it's if you're part of a union that sells you out to get a one-time pension bailout, and then they ship the jobs to China, Eastern Europe, and to Brazil, it's pointless. You see, it's a very complex issue. People ask me, am I pro-union or am I anti-union? And on most issues, I'm very, very clear about where I stand because you can delineate it quickly and easily. Second Amendment, right to keep and bear arms. First gun laws were against black people by the Ku Klux Klan in the South after the Civil War. The areas that restrict guns have the highest crime rates. You're always going to have violence, especially in a frontier, swashbuckling culture like the United States. Therefore, don't take my right. You know, if somebody else steals a jelly donut, don't make me do push-ups for their crime, to use the Full Metal Jacket analogy. That's what authoritarian systems do. But when it gets down to unions, it's more complex. The robber barons had taken over the government by 1900. They were making people work 20 hours a day and not even paying them in some cases, and children were starving to death. People were falling into sausage machines, famously as reported in The Jungle, back when we had real journalists, and were being turned into sausage, and they would say, just keep the machines going. The Rockefellers would sell milk that was 1% milk and the rest of it was powdered chalk. The police would go and shoot anyone in Chicago, New York, and cities like that, or Houston for that matter, or Galveston, that was a big mega city at the time, or New Orleans, if you so much as was rude to the mayor. If you were rude to the mayor, they would just come kill you. There were gangs around government that they would just order to go beat up and kill anybody they wanted. And the robber barons, people started fighting back all over the country. And the Rockefellers would send in Pinkerton security with Gatling guns to machine gun everybody. This type of stuff was going on big time at a massive level. Will you guys shut that door for me? Thanks. That door has just got an issue now where the audio is just blasting in here, a hole in the wall or something. I don't know what it is. But anyways, getting back to what I was saying, getting back to what I was breaking down, all of this was going on and happening. Go read the history, understand it. And so people organized into unions, and they had cases all over the country where they would send in the army to shoot strikers. They would, I mean, this went on until the 30s. They would send in the military to kill and attack troops who weren't paid their pension funds. Douglas MacArthur and also Eisenhower were two young army colonels that followed those criminal orders to do that. And despite the fact that they were good men compared to globalists today, they were elevated because they were willing to go in and ride down and beat to death and kill a bunch of veterans who were camped out on the White House lawn and other areas. But the point is that unions were founded and formed to say, hey, workers are going to organize so you don't have the lowest common denominator. And it helped create a boom in this country to a great extent. Now, fast forward to the 50s and the 60s. We got Bilderberg Group documents out of the private archives given to us in D.C., and we checked the hundreds of pages. A few dozen of were actually public already, and we confirmed these were the private papers of a U.S. senator. Back in June, we went to Bilderberg. We were given it by a federal archivist. And similar documents have been released before, and it was the senator's private papers at Bilderberg meetings in the 50s and 60s, and the union heads were all there. The United Auto Workers, the United Steel Workers, and they were there. Hey, how do we get rid of the unions while fooling them? And so you have to understand, the Bilderberg Group wanted to get rid of unions, but they said, we'll use them to socialize and collectivize America, to basically bring in federalization of worker laws, claiming that's going to protect people instead of the unions themselves. And then we'll get the unions to be mainly social groups. And that's why we've seen the steel workers union, the auto union, call for open borders, call for their jobs being shipped to Mexico and China, call for the federal government to nationalize things. So the unions, since the 60s, became anti-gun, anti-family, anti-liberty organizations, where they took the union dues and used it for open borders, gun control, globalism. NAFTA and GATT were supported by Clinton and a bunch of the unions. That's like saying, please blow my head off. Yeah, there it is. Leaked Bilderberg documents, nationalism is dangerous. And it goes through it. And the main obsession in these Bilderberg minutes, not just the senator's handwritten notes, but the sheets they were given in these meetings, was how to take over and wreck the unions from 1966, but also other years. And these are, you know, national security stamped, not to be released from the National Archive, these senators' private papers. Okay? So the issue is the globalists don't want unions the way they were. So people say, well, are unions good or are unions bad? It's more sophisticated than that. It's like saying, Alex, are you for civil rights? Well, yeah, I'm for civil rights, not the ones they tell you about where they ban free speech, federalize the churches, and then teach anti-family, anti-human, anti-culture, globalist culture garbage in the schools and turn women against men and men against women and sexually confuse children as part of a social engineering. That's not a real civil right. A real civil right is not having a private Federal Reserve over me running my life. Now, the union since the 70s, undoubtedly, making the transition in the 50s and 60s, become a force of globalism and their own destruction and corruption and stealing the dues and not opposing offshoring of jobs. So the globalists before could have large numbers of poor immigrants coming in the 1850s through the 1900s when the unions developed around that time, around 1900, they started getting stronger. They could bring in unlimited third world labor to drive down wages, and it got to a robber baron, people falling in sausage machines, people starving to death, J.P. Morgan riding around whipping people if he felt like it in the street with a bullwhip. Stomping people to death in the street, just foaming at the mouth, big giant guys with guns, with huge black top hats, just killing whoever they want, sending in the army, sending in Pinkerton, Rockefellers ruling everything, beating people to death, going into mining towns, machine gunning everyone, blowing children's heads off, burning churches down with people inside of them. I mean, that's where the unions came from, was people trying to get organized, okay? And people died for that. That was a good thing. And no one's gone after the unions properly today. Now unions are globalist, loyal opposition to sell everybody out. And now that the country's deindustrialized, falling apart, they're going to lobby and call for government handouts and Obama phones and to tax the middle class. Okay, now they're just a government client group that's going to beg for free handouts on average. A lot of their workers are good people and know it's a scam, but they can't control where their donations go, where their dues go. Yeah, the Ludlow Massacre, there's many examples of this. In Colorado. So you have to know the history. Now, the U.S. is being turned into a third world country. Now they're going to use the unions to just not let you have a right to work or your own business and then force you to hire government little spoiled rotten minions. They're going to use this to unionize and shut down small business. I'll explain it when we get back. By the way, they are announcing Agenda 21. The Ministry of Defense and the Pentagon have now released reports that read like the Alex Jones Show. And again, I'd like to give myself credit. I'm just reading what the globalist and Club of Rome say. We know everything they're going to do. We just don't know how they're going to phase it all in what order, because they don't know. They're always adjusting their program. That's coming up. Superhumans, super cities, and supercomputers. U.S. Intelligence Vision 2030 from Russia Today up at Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com. And it goes on, most plausible worst-case scenario, the report adds, involves the risk of interstate conflict increasing to the point that the U.S. draws inward and globalization stalls. From there, megacities will flourish and take the lead in confronting global challenges. See, this is very sophisticated. I'm going to get to it after the break. Let me just give you this tidbit. H.G. Wells wrote about it 100 years ago. He also wrote about atomic weapons 44 years before they were used. Oh, technology is more advanced than they're telling you. They also wrote about how globalism is to destroy the nation states and then destroy all the commerce between them and then only have highly compact megacity reservations where the advanced technology and life extension is used. So it's going back to a city-state neo-feudal model where there is a global enforcer army over the once nation-states, and then city-states operate under globalist control. They're also going to have rural command bases, and they're going to that. And you're asked, well, how do they engineer that? Well, they exempt themselves, and then they tax you, and then they social engineer that way. It's like forging a sword in a blacksmith furnace. I mean, it's a science. And they've got all our money and our work and our energy. They can do whatever they want as long as we comply. All right, that's coming up. I'm already getting into it. Getting back to the union situation, you got a bunch of hard working on average union workers. Because I mean, I've researched it, and people working on those auto plants, they're working hard. You know, there's either this demonization of unions. This pure demonization that it's totally bad and wrong, or there is a call for communism from a lot of people in the unions. So there's either a total communist move or there's a total get rid of all unions move when there aren't unions. These unions are all propaganda arms, Delphi Technique, Ford Foundation, Bilderberg Group run. I've got the documents. I just sourced them last segment. And they've turned them into a social movement where the unions now get government exemptions on health care. They get little government pension handouts while they're being destroyed. You know, the government takes 50% away, but leaves them with 50%. And they are basically a social army now. Well, the unions admit it. They lobby for illegal aliens. They lobby for restricting our guns. They lobby for open borders. They lobby for globalism. And they lobby for shipping the jobs overseas. They lobby for slitting their own throats. And now it's a divide and conquer where the federal government is saying, well, we're going to come in. And by the way, it's in the news today, what I told you, how the government is coming after your IRA and 401k plan. That's all in the Obamacare. And as they devolve the society, as they shut down the jobs, as they put in the carbon taxes by fiat, as they shut down the power plants and increase the power prices, their answer will be, we know it's rough. There's a government program. And then that government program is given to select insider globalist corporations to hire you through government waivers of taxes, regulations, to where no one else can operate. But it won't be a union anymore. It'll be called a union. It'll be collectivized insider globalist Agenda 21 style programs. And the people will have less and less, but all they'll know is the union's the reason they've got that job and they're living in a 250 square foot Agenda 21 building. And it'll segue to where they're not even going to have jobs soon. They'll just live in government housing and then have a government auxiliary job in FEMA Corps. And this is all being announced, where you go out 20 hours a week and community organize and tattle on people and maybe go pick trash up or dig out of a ditch. And it's just an army of government zombies from the great union creators 120 years ago, who stood up to the robber barons, now totally kept creatures of the robber barons. Let me tell you, getting Bilderberg minutes from 1954 that they released themselves to BBC, they think you're so dumb, more than 15 years ago that went public, reading Bilderberg documents we've gotten from the National Archives, going over all of this, you see the model. And see, it's a long-term game. When we come back, I'm going to play you this clip of this state rep in Michigan saying there will be blood. And then I'll get into all the other news in 2012. But you've got to understand me, and you've got to listen to me carefully on this. The unions aren't going to save you and aren't going to do anything. But also, those that are purely attacking unions, they're globalists. But they use offshore labor to destroy the unions. So it's.
Will you fight? And we will live. All right? Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take...
Oh, rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're back. I'm going to get into 2012. First, I'm going to get into some other top stories, then open phones, then Dr. Russell Blaylock's joining us on key. When I say key information, life and death information, we're going to get into Obamacare first, but then into the statin drugs and more with Dr. Russell Blaylock. Finishing up with the unions, let's go ahead and go to this clip of the state rep Guy saying there will be blood. Here's that clip.
We're going to pass something that will undo 100 years of labor relations, and there will be blood. There will be repercussions. We will relive the battle of the overpass.
Okay, we will relive the battle of the overpass. Okay, so here's the deal. When the unions got in all these fights with the robber barons 70, 80, 90, 100 years ago and back, going back over 120 years, really, or more, China didn't have 1,300,000,000 people and more factories than us and all the new coal plants they want. Mexico didn't have 120 million people in it and 30 million here, so it's 150 million people. Mexico had like, what, less than 10 million people. Let me explain something to you. The globalist killed labor relations. The globalist killed you. The globalist took you over. You're like at your great-great-grandmother's grave you never met, talking about how, you know, somebody just killed her 5 minutes ago, and you want to dig up the skeleton and, you know, dress her up in a wedding dress. It had been dead a long time. Dead already. The globalist cuts your arms and legs off. You've bled out. You're just now realizing you're about to die politically. And your answer is, I mean, look at the unions say, open the borders. They admit that's their new job. That's the new client. We'll be political operatives for hire to the globalist who took you over. And then they're not even going to need you soon. The unions have been lobbying for bringing foreign trucks in. So, I mean, truck drivers haven't been making a good living for decades, especially owner-operators, working their butts off, hard work. Now, with the Mexican trucks all over the U.S., in the last few years, guess what? The wages have gone down massively. And I know truck drivers, but I can see the statistics. Oh, there's no union for that, is there? No, the unions lobby for it. And now they're going to just be a political army as they start to drown in debt. They're going to say, government, we'll do whatever you say. Just give us a check. Give us a job. And the globalists will then give taxpayer money to select corporations so the union people can sit around all day and maybe go beat up some libertarian Ron Paul supporters all over the country. Ron Paul supporters that set up the Tea Party 6 years ago. The media said it was founded 4 years ago. No, the Tea Party was a patriot thing set up by Ron Paul, myself, and others. 9/11 truthers actually were the first to start it 7 years ago. And it got taken over by the Republicans and just turned into this big anti-union thing. So, you know, Ron Paul events, here come the union people to try to beat folks up. And the cops are union most of the time in those cities, so they just stand back and let it happen too. That's my biggest problem with unions, is they just become these political gangs where, you know, police chief will fire a cop who shoots somebody in the back or fire a cop who beats up a five-year-old. And then the union gets them reinstated and overturns the police chief, as if the police chief doesn't even exist on the planet. You know why police have gotten so bad in this country? The unions. In the old days, it wasn't perfect, but they didn't want a super bad name in most cities. They'd fire bad cops because they didn't need the bad name and the liability. Now the unions run everything. I've seen unions, well, you've seen them, defend police when they're doing things that are unbelievable. Unions come out, you know, in that case in L.A. where the cop cold cocks the woman because she questions him on the bus and knocks her down. They're like, well, that's reasonable. Or the union comes out and says, well, yeah, this guy, I got beat to death, but that's reasonable. So unions have just become gangs. That's all they are now. Are there some little ones that do a good job? Yeah, sure, overall. Is it sometime a check and balance on arbitrary stuff? Yes, but they want to use unions now to come in and to basically reverse states that have gone right to work, but they don't actually bring in a real union. They just bring in more regulation, more control, so that regular businesses can't compete with the unions. So it just wrecks all the competitiveness. See, you're competing with Chinese labor forces that go and chain their children by the millions. This is on the news. You can type in children chained to lamppost in China. And they chain them there. The children use the bathroom right there. And if they get enough money, because a lot of the Chinese workers get paid daily, they come out and get one meal and they go live in cardboard boxes in an alley. That's how about a third of the population lives in Mexico. Half the Mexico City population lives in cardboard boxes. It's such toxic waste down there that more than a third of the children born in Mexico City are born with a syndrome, I forget the name, without a brain. All they have is the brain stem. And the mothers take care of the babies. You know, usually about five or six, they die. They never walk. They never talk. They're just blobs. A third of the children. Some neighborhoods, more than half of them. Oh, you don't ever hear about that on the news from the liberals, do you? You see, because it's all fake environmentalism just to get your house, get your farm, shut down your business. So how are we going to compete when there's no environmental rules in China? Their rivers catch on fire every few days. where they put melamine and toxins in the food. How are you going to compete with Mexico? See, it's because those are globalists made deals with authoritarian regimes to just pedal to the metal. You can go buy, you know, a shovel for $5. You can go buy high-quality steel knives for $10. No one can compete with that. You can't pay for the insurance on your employee and make a knife for $50. We are paralyzed by bureaucracy, and you find out it's all by design because the globalists own India, own Mexico, own China, own Bangladesh, own all these places with zero regulations on themselves. Or their workforce lives in plastic bags and boxes, and they bus them in or train them in, and there's huge cesspits outside the factories where humans go and just squat in giant piles, huge oceans. You can pull this up of excrement. That's what you're competing against. Walls of flies, walls in third world countries where you go out and it's a windy day and the sky is brown with human excrement blowing. Soylent green megacities. And that's the unions are going, we're gonna burn something. We're going to be blood. And Jamie Foxx is going, yeah, the black people are taking over. Ha ha. Yeah, Whitey, you're going to get it. Obama's black. He's black. He's black. He's black. I mean, here's Obama running worldwide eugenics against Africans, forced abortions, global death, total control. And you got somebody dancing around about how they're winning. Just like the unions think they're winning when Obama got in. Oh, yeah, let's see how things go for you. Obama's been a union buster from the start. That's his job. But he doesn't bust them completely. He hands them over to the Annenberg Challenge. He hands them over to the Rockefeller Foundation, where over a decade, you get your pay cut in more than half. Then you lose your job, but still the union's your friend, so you go to them. And they'll get you some. They'll get you a college loan for some retraining for a job that isn't going to exist. So what do you do? We're dead already. We're dead. But you see, we're not an individual. We are a system. And the phoenix can always rise. As soon as you reject the New World Order, as soon as you reject collectivism, as soon as you reject big government, because big government was created to domesticate you, and it's all public. Club of Rome, Bilderberg, CFR, they all write books on it like you're an animal that can't read, talking about what they're doing to you, talking about how they're poisoning your food and water, talking about how things are going well with the cancer rate and how they're killing you, talking about how they do all this to you. And I'm sitting here telling you they're doing all this to you. The unions are going to run around and call for more taxes because they want their welfare. All the unions are going to be is welfare agencies that organize the welfare hordes. That's it. And the illegal aliens. Oh, the union got an illegal alien who hadn't worked in years. They got him a kidney. And then the illegal alien gets up in the Chicago Tribune yesterday and says, that's not enough. I want more. I want all the medication paid for, and I want all the other legal aliens to get their free kidneys. Really? Of course, it isn't a free kidney. It's taxpayer money to that hospital, hundreds of thousands of dollars. You see how that works? And as soon as the illegals literally are so arrogant now, they're, well, I don't get DWIs. I'm God. I get free kidneys. I can have $80 million sent to my Austin house. You know, that came out, illegal aliens. Six, seven people living in the house getting $80+ million, and there won't be a criminal investigation. Nobody will get in trouble because they're obviously laundering the money out to mega banks, and that's back in the news. It's a criminal free-for-all with a bunch of baby union people while your union heads call for NAFTA and GATT and Al Gore and Bill Clinton, who you love so much because he comes and speaks to your unions and sits there and talks to you like your children. It's a joke. It's a total joke. I said I'd get to 2012. We'll have to do it at the start of the hour. I don't do this on purpose, and then we'll go to your calls. I just, you know, I'm a talk show host, though, that doesn't need to take the calls. I think you've noticed that. I'm so passionate that I will sit here for 3, 4, 5 hours pouring everything out of me with my brain going a million miles an hour and then almost collapse at the end of the show. I've noticed I've got to go lay down for 30 minutes or I'm dead. If I go lay down for 30 minutes and take a cat nap, I can work till 10 at night. But people hit me right when I walk out of the studio. And then it hits me, and then I just shut down the rest of the day. But I got so much to do, so much to cover, because I'm desperate to teach you what I know, because the globalists told me how they were doing it in public statements. It's all public. Listen, this is not my opinion. We can beat these people if you want it. If you'll admit the New World Order's real, if you'll admit it's evil, if you'll go research what they're saying about you, their arrogance can bring them down. You know, people don't take government and powerful elites. They don't take it personal with them because they feel powerless deep down inside. You'll fight with your boss. You'll fight with your neighbor. You'll fight with your family. You'll get angry at people at work. But when government abuses you, you don't take it personal. Let me tell you something. When your little kid gets cancer, chances are it's a combination of fluoride, vaccines, and GMO. At least it is in the rodents. You should take that personal. When you lose your job and then it's offshored, the unions are so dumbed down, they don't know General Motors took their money and moved to China. Because it's only been in the paper a few times, and their little union chiefs don't tell them. The unions have turned them into domesticated jellyfish who don't even know what planet they're on. You see the general public, not just union people. They're like little, weak, emasculated chicken necks who waddle around and are just incredibly weak. And the New World Order did this to you. You've been poisoned your whole life. You've been bombarded with mind control your entire life. And you need to admit they've done it to you. You need to admit it, and then you've got the systems, even if you've been poisoned and are hurt, if you flip on your human power potential, your primitive programming, you can get out of this. But you've got to admit you're under attack. And you got to deal with it once you're under assault. Don't you understand that? You can flip that switch right now with me today. We can begin the end of the globalist. You've got to stop being afraid of what your neighbors think. You've got to stop being politically correct. And you've got to reach down inside you and ask God to flip on the switch. Right now you can do it. Flip the switch with me and feel the humanity pour back into you. A warm feeling, a strong feeling, because you're not junk. God doesn't build junk. And all of you come from amazing survivors. And we're not meant to fall to this scientific tyranny. We're meant to defeat it. Now, let me get to the news, ladies and gentlemen, and it's big and it ties into the whole 2012 garbage. Where's the document cam aimed? I'll just put the articles right there. Right here is where we're going, right here. Okay. Here is an article out of the Daily, and it's big news on every talk station, TV, people running in this morning telling me, which is great, but I always wonder why, when it's our article, no one is interested. But when it's mainstream media, it's like, oh my gosh. Government officials are quietly installing sophisticated audio surveillance systems on the public buses across the country to eavesdrop on passengers, according to documents obtained by the Daily. Oh, you obtained them. I'm not competing with the Daily. I just don't understand this paradox. Plans to implement the technology are underway in cities from San Francisco to Hartford, Connecticut, Eugene, Oregon to Columbus, Ohio. They're not planning to implement. Austin had microphones and cameras on most of the buses 7-8 years ago. Austin had microphones up on street corners, hidden in street lights and fake transformers in 1998 under federal grants. It's in my film, Police State 2000. Let me continue here. Here is Paul Watson's article on this today, talking surveillance cameras coming to U.S. streets, IntelliStreet systems now being installed with DHS backing. And I have confirmed, and I've got to climb up on one and get in one, but we talked to the guy. They've got microphones in them and these new smart street lights, quote, know when it's dark or when it's not, are hooked into the cable box, and they're using the cable system hooked into Homeland Security to do it, not just wireless systems. So Paul Watson's article gives you the full spectrum. IntelliStreet system now being installed with DHS backing. Now, that's May 14, 2012. Actually, Paul has a new article out on this today. Here's Daily Mail. Big Brother is watching, fears over Homeland Security streetlights that can record your conversations and track your movements. That's October 12th, and that came out 2 days after we broke it last year. Here it is. Not just buses, streetlights are also recording conversations along with televisions, computers, cell phones, and more. That's our December 11th, 2012 article pointing out that we broke this in 2006. And again, last year when Drudge broke it up, it went, I broke the story, it went nationwide. Here's a November 5th article. Baltimore announces citywide surveillance rollout. It records passengers' conversation on city buses. Cameras, audio, you name it. Now, I've got here in my stack, I'm going to find it. We've got an article from 5 years ago that we were able to dig up, breaking all of this down. And again, also one back in 2006. And I'm not up here saying, oh, look, I broke it first. Aren't we big? Aren't we tough? Even though I just showed you one from earlier this year where we did. Here's one of them right here. What I'm showing you, we'll zoom in on that. What I'm showing you is that this has been around for a very long time. Here's August 9th, 2011. DHS funds real-time spy cams on San Francisco bus. And that's what's breaking. All Metro systems now are getting cameras and microphones that are hooked in to wireless transmitters back to Homeland Security NSA bases. Your TVs, your TiVos, your cable boxes, your cell phones are all listening. OnStar, it's all admitted beyond 1984. We'll tie it in to the CIA when we come back. Multitasking during these breaks over and over again, fighting and battling for liberty. Everybody needs to wake up out of their coma, okay? Humanity is in a drug-induced TV head system where we just perch in front of televisions all day or perch in front of computer screens and don't do anything real. Now, let me go over some of the news here for everybody. Because I just went over how these total surveillance grids are going into place everywhere. Well, here's an article out of Russia today. Superhumans, super cities, and supercomputers, U.S. intelligence vision of 2030. And it basically breaks down world government. And they're just rewriting the Wired magazine article. The most plausible worst-case scenario, the report adds, involves the risk of interstate conflict increasing to the point that the U.S. draws inward and globalization stalls. Globalization is designed to do this. From there, megacities will flourish and take the lead in confronting global challenges. Megacities that cancerously feed and suck everything dry, that's Agenda 21. That's what they've said they wanted to do since 1900. The rewilding, except for their megacities and their high-tech reservations. You will be outside of that, taxed by them, getting none of the technology. Any technology we're given is a Trojan horse to microwave us, poison us, kill us, and track us and control us as our little data slave trackers. Now, here is the Wired magazine report. Now, they're just telling you, what again, I told you about 17 years ago, hacking the human brain, the next domain of warfare. That's like telling you, now we're going to invent automobiles. This is old news. This is old news. But it says that, oh, we're already able, you know, the CIA to program its people. There's several articles on this where they have the passcode to computers, but only when they're given a passcode. And then we activate a memory area. Well, that's compartmentalization. That's assassin training. That's mind control. That's the Bourne legacy. But people are like, oh, that's just a movie. No, that movie's not a movie. That's exactly what they do. With viral trackers, viruses that eat areas of the brain, then they re-upload viruses that then carry Trojan horse control to reprogram. You're like, well, how does that work? They've got a cat virus. Well, excuse me, a cat microorganism that goes in and does similar things and reprograms the brain. And here they are admitting all of it. And what they're doing is with these flu vaccines and things we figured out from talking to scientists that went and looked at what's in them, is they've got nanotech trackers in them that are simulating and testing, just like you put ink into someone's bloodstream to test where the leak is or to test where the medicine's going. They are simply using viruses to go in and to track and then to have innocuous effects physically where it's not too noticeable. Because they, you know, before they really release viruses that reprogram the general public and turn us into the equivalent of biological androids, living zombies, they need to test it out first. And that's going on. Undoubtedly, we've got sections of that admitted. And it goes over how they've got the fifth domain of mind control. And they say it's new, though. So they're just introducing that to all the slaves out there. All right. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I'll get into more news and then the 2012 and beyond, and then your phone calls. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And by the way, if you just joined us, who is funding the Pentagon and the military for all of the surveillance grids, microphones and buses and streetlights? Oh, the Rockefeller Foundation, their global business network. Just do things like they say, and magically you'll get media coverage and all the loans you need. It's an organized global economy designed to destroy humanity for the globalist. It is a smart takeover. Smart growth, smart grids, all of it. This is the type of garbage they're pushing. In fact, here's the article about it by Paul Joseph Watson. You might think that it's important. Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by the elite. Rockefeller studies envisions future dictatorship controlled by the elite, and they call for the dictatorship. Oh, but it's a trendy liberal. It's like when Obama drops bombs on your country. It's liberal. I mean, he's black and he's liberal. I mean, you know, when Bill Clinton ships your jobs to Mexico and China, it's trendy. I mean, you're not against the Chinese people, are you? And then all it does is drive up the cost of living in China. Then they kick the farmers off their land and they make them go work at a Foxconn factory for Apple. Their only hope is jumping off the top of the building to commit suicide, but that's too easy. They put up suicide nets so they can't. And farmers, don't try to have a baby. You're going to be aborted. They're going to do monthly pregnancy tests at Foxconn. Because they love you. They're the loving government. They're so loving and so good. All those medical experiments on the children. It was all so good. It was all so loving and so helpful. And they did it all just for you. They did it all just for you because they were loving globalists. They didn't want to run the world for power. They wanted to run it to help you. When we come back from break, I'm going to go over Watson and I's article, 10 Reasons Why It's Not the End of the World. It's a very important article. I'm going to read it, and then it will be phones for the balance of the hour. I tend to get in a really nasty mood as I realize that we were completely right about all of this, except that it's worse than we thought, and it's all starting to come true. It's all starting to accelerate, and you've got a bunch of self-centered, gerbil-like, dumbed-down, poisoned victims scurrying around, all so self-centered that they just care about acting cool in front of people and slithering around from different decadent events to different decadent events. And they have no idea, and they're so cowardly deep down inside, they will never admit the scientific dictatorship is almost complete. The Death Star is clear to fire in 5 minutes. It's orbiting the planet at maximum velocity, to use a silly Star Wars analogy. And we need more X-Wings launched to get up there and take this thing out, man. And you're going to have to wake up to it and admit we've been right. See, the globalists have used my operation against the liberty movement. They'll use anything prominent against it. And I've told you this. We're real. We're hard chargers. Look at our fruits. Huge awakening. but they simply fire disinfo propaganda at us and try to use our attacks against them as a modeling exercise of how to spin and how to titrate the dose and how to socially inoculate people to these horrors. At a revelation of the method, subconscious, race, memory, interface level. And, you know, I'm not here to just acclimate you to this. I really don't want this plan to succeed. I mean, you know, number one, I'm not going to sell out to the New World Order because I know it means destruction of my soul. Number two, you can't really sell out to them. That's a lie because they're insane themselves. This will all come back on them. It's a universal law. And I have a love of humanity, and I know we've got a greater destiny. But still, it doesn't mean that what I take doesn't get twisted by enemy operations and uses a projection center to project their falseness on me.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, thank you for joining us on this Tuesday edition. In the first hour, if you missed it, we broke down talking surveillance cameras coming to U.S. streets. That ties into all the big breaking news of the streetlights with Homeland Security nationwide paying to have streetlights wired in to local cable system to shoot video and audio of you and your family. That's gone in all over Austin, Texas. Isn't even news, but it is national news. We're going to be getting more into that. We're going to get into the latest economic news as well. Also, California population is moving out. Census report shows 100,000 more people moved away than the 3 million more illegal aliens that moved in last year. And they're mainly moving to Texas. And listen, I know a lot of Californians. They're great people. It's a great state, very beautiful state physically. But I've learned when people come up to me and tell me I've got too many kids, I've only got three, or when people step in front of me in line, or when people walk out in front of my truck, put their hand out, and then tell me that I've got too big a truck, I roll down the window. This has happened like five times. And I go, you just moved here from California? And they get mad and say, how do you know that? And Austin has been invaded. There are probably more Californians here now than Austinites. You know, it's doubled in size the last 10 years. They're mainly Californian. And they're just like, listen, we're taking your guns, we're taking your house, and we're going to jack up taxes, and we're going to put carbon taxes on you, and we're going to shut down all three of the city power plants. They've already shut down two. And we're going to bring this city down. To the point of I had to move outside Austin just to get away from some of their taxes. But they, you've ruined California. You've tried your hardest, and now you're coming here. See, they just know they can't make it in California. They don't know why. So they basically go bankrupt, and then they come here to make us go bankrupt. You know, they sit there and shoot holes in their boat and then jump in my boat and are busy hacking it with a hatchet in the bottom. I'm like, stop it. Stop it. No. They're like, shut up. I actually had Californians. I haven't told this story yet. I told Joe Rogan a little bit of it. So some of it's on tape, but I didn't finish the story. I'll tell the story and then get into 2012. Then I'll get the number out and take your calls. But I'd take my son swimming at Barton Springs. This is just a week and a half ago. Still warm enough. And he goes, I want a hamburger. So they've got, you know, organic beef and stuff at P. Terry's. Pretty good little hamburgers. So I pull in my Ford truck. No big deal. Pull around, it's a real busy day, and there's like 20 people at the walk-up window. You've got to drive around in front of the walk-up window in that porch area right there you pay, then you drive around, and then you get the food. So I pull up, and I'm stopped. This is just one of these stories. And I pay the lady, and I'm sitting there, and then I start driving at about a half mile an hour, and this woman with another woman and a man steps out in front of me. And I don't hit her, but she goes, hey, and slaps the front of my truck. And I just had to turn the other cheek. That's my first default. She walks around, and I'm rolling to go around. And I say, hey, I'm sorry I didn't see you. She goes, watch how you drive next time. And I went, well, okay. So I start rolling the window up. She goes, and by the way, look at the size of this truck. And I mean, my son saw it. He was a witness. And I rolled the window down, and I said, excuse me? And I put the car in park, And she's with this other woman and this guy, and he's like, it's always this wimp type that thinks they're tough, kind of looking at you like, you know, oh, I'm powerful. And the minute I would have gotten out, that guy would probably would have run. You know, these people, it's all about displaying, not to, see, I don't display, I attack. You understand the difference? And the, but I'm not looking for that. The point is, I'm a sweetheart, and but I'm a Texan, and I'm sitting there, and I go, you're from California, aren't you? And she goes, what? How do you know? And I went, oh. And I went, listen, lady, you stepped out in front of me. And the other woman, now that I was talking back, the guy didn't dare say anything. He kind of started getting scared, going, and I, oh my gosh, he's not going to let us just henpeck him and run over him, because he was standing behind the women. You could tell they were the bosses. And the other woman goes, hey, there's children here. Go use the kids. Just every playbook. And I went, you're the one slapping my car, getting out in front of my vehicle. You're the ones, when I said I was sorry, getting in my face. I said, look, you're not going to ruin and take over our state. And suddenly the whole line goes, I've lived here 10 years and I still hadn't got used to these Texans. And I went, you're all from California. So I drive around, because you know, another 5 feet, because there's cars in front of you as each car goes. And all of a sudden, folks go, yeah, we're from California. By the way, we like your show, Alex. And they start shaking my hand. And the fact that they're so programmed in celebrity in California, the women and the guy freaked out and said, that's it. This isn't safe. We're not getting the food. And ran off. They left. Because when they saw that I was a, quote, celebrity, it was like game over. They just, the color went out of their skin. They were white. But they went sheet white. This happened. Sheet white. And just went, this isn't safe. And left their hamburgers. Left the line. Because I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. Yeah. Hey, that's okay. Yeah. Well, hey, it was actually you. What are you from, California? How do you know that? You know, imagine your car's too big. Oh, I forgot. It was worse than I said. Halfway through this, they start going, your truck, it's not safe. And I mean, it's not a monster truck. It's a Ford truck. I mean, it's a King cab, but it's not that big. There's much bigger trucks. And so they're like, oh, because there's this walkway and this porch, and I'm like 8 feet from them. It's where the cars are supposed to be. You know, you drive around it. It doesn't have seated dining in that one. And these women are freaking out. They say there's children here. And I was like, and I wasn't talking mean. I'm like, man, what is going on, lady? You know, stuff like that. They, as soon as everybody starts shaking my hand, we're from California, but we're not all bad. We like your show. So I start shaking hands. A chain reaction happens. Those women freak out with their man walking behind them. The men always walk behind their women. And you see these women, they walk around, they're in charge. They'll walk right up to you in a store. What's that on your face, you know, to your kid? My son has a birthmark. Boy, they saw him today. He was on the trampoline and ran into his sister. He's actually got a shiner today. They'd probably try to take him. But the point is, they'll march right up to my wife. Why do you have three kids? They'll march right around. They're just always in charge. You know these women. They always look so unhappy. And I can say, are you from California now? And they go, how do you know that? Well, you look super unhappy. Boy, you're living the feminist dream, aren't you? You're just in charge. You're just walking around. You're the boss. You're in control. Nobody's going to tell you. You're going to slap my truck. Watch where you're going. Look at the size. I'm so sorry, man. Oh, look at the size of that truck. Ugh, that truck's not safe. Right? Look at the. You're too close to us. Get back. And my truck is stopped with a car in front of me, and I'm sitting there. I mean, the whole story, I should have got it on tape. It's a true story. I've got my dog killing a raccoon on tape. You guys have seen it. I don't think I'm going to show it, though. I tell you, every day is an adventure. And I know I got to get into 2012. Then I said I'd give the number out and take your calls. It's just that here's this article. California population is moving out. Census report shows more people are moving out of the state than into the state. A new census report shows. And they come to the town where my mother was brought up, where my parents went to college. And they are just letting me know. They will walk right up. Their man right behind them and just say, you listen to me. Ooh, this is our country. We're taking it down. And you will take it down. I have no doubt. You will run us into the ground. You will win. And your bosses are putting bisphenol A in the water, feminizing the men, hyperfeminizing you. You're so feminized, you know, you're dying of breast cancer in record numbers. And it's just, they're just murdering us in mass. And they've got hyper females just everywhere, dominating everything. But there's a good side effect. These women are on so many male hormones now. They're all out buying guns, and they're actually going past fake feminism. And you know, becoming steroid commanders. So I guess in a way it's not that bad. I mean, you know, I'm not threatened by that. I love women, by the way. I just watching the CIA experiment through Miss Magazine, that's been declassified, and how they've wrecked women and men. You know, men are a bunch of arrested development, you know, weaklings acting tough. And then the women are just stormtrooping around, or they're whoring around. Oh, I love how feminism empowered women, where they're just these one-dimensional, two-dimensional, you know, cutouts, aren't even real people. And women think it's horrible to have kids, and think it's horrible to have to take care of them, and think it's horrible, you know, to do feminine stuff. Oh, it's so horrible. Oh. But then they're totally unhappy on the psychological studies they've done. Because you're supposed to be a human. You're supposed to be complex. You're supposed to be real, not watching TV all day, feeling inadequate because you're not Jennifer Aniston. People are embedded in the false reality of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, and it isn't real, folks. I know a lot of big Hollywood people. They're miserable. Miserable. The more sex, the more drugs, the more power, the more they live in seclusion in prisons. Unless there's somebody like the few conservatives who are out playing golf and helping charities. And I'm not saying conservatives are perfect. They're at least a shadow of what humans are supposed to act like. But these people are miserable. You've been taught that you're not fulfilled because you're not a movie star. So instead, you're going to be a feminist commando star who's going to let these Texans know that you're going to domesticate them and you're going to run them. And I think it's time for Texans, especially in Austin, to get back in the face of these Californians and say, look, you already tried to wreck your state. And you already hit the escape pod on the state of California. Don't come here. They call cops on people that have guns in gun racks. Don't come here and tell, you know, people that they're abusive if they yell at their kid in the parking lot. Don't come here with your social engineering garbage and your nanny state baloney. Don't come here and do it. Do you understand that? You've destroyed your state to a great extent. By the way, there are a lot of great people in California. They've just been overrun by that culture. And it is sad to see, you know, Michigan falling into a hole because of big government. It's sad to see California doing it. It's sad to see a great state like Illinois under globalist control. I want you guys to fix your states. Okay, I'm not in some tribalism where I don't like nobody who ain't from Texas. But let me tell you, it is annoying. I've been at Barton Springs and actually just been quietly talking to someone about, yes, actually, that's the American eel that lives in here. You don't know that. Where are you from? There's no eels in here. I'm like, are you from California, the woman? Well, yeah, how do you know that? Well, you don't like men talking. Well, I'm going to talk. I'm going to talk, and I'm not going to walk behind you. You got that? You got that, Janet Reno? I'm red-blooded.
Well, you.
The Californians moved to Austin, and now they're gonna take your freedom away.
The places where you
now, there are a lot of great Californians.
It was an inside job.
In fact, a lot of famous people have moved here. The reason the Californians are all moving here is I think there's more Hollywood people in Austin now than there is in Beverly Hills. I mean, pretty much you just throw out a name, they live here. And they live here, you know, a lot of the time. And again, I'm not here fighting with Californians. It's that the Californians get in your face. Texans are real polite on average. And then then a Texan will get back in yours, like, what do you know? They take it personal. Hey, don't get in my face. Like, it's just a Texas thing. It's the culture. Somebody's rude to you, a Texan will usually put up with it one time and be, I'm sorry, partner. You come back at them again, they'll be like, you want to get in a fight? Is that what you're looking for? And, you know, I mean, really, it's American culture. I mean, that's how it is in a lot of other areas of the country, like Oklahoma or Kentucky or Tennessee or so mainly rural areas where people are nice, they're friendly, but they're not there to be run over and pushed around. And Californian culture was swashbuckling and hardworking and mining and ranching and as tough as it got. It's been overtaken by the modern plastic corporate culture. So that's not even Californian culture that I'm talking about. It's globalist culture. Here's the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But when you sit there and they're in your face, so I was pretty nice. I was like, even once I got smart mouth, I was like, what, are you from California? Oh, you are. Oh, don't, you're not going to take over our city. You don't run everything. Your truck is dangerous. There's children here. I'm like, you're the ones talking. Oh, hey, how you doing? How you doing? One guy's like, I've lived here a decade, still haven't gotten used to these Texans. And then later when I was getting the hamburger, he comes over and goes, I'm a listener. I'm from California. I didn't mean that mean. I even shook that guy's hand. Yeah, I haven't got used to these Texans. What, you go to the bathroom all over them and they get mad? I mean, you hadn't got used to low taxes and guns and freedom and being left alone, your neighbor helping you if you ask for help, but you hadn't got used to that? Oh, it's too much fun to make fun of Texans in the Hollywood culture. I'll take a Texan any day over some plastic globalist. Okay? All right, I'm done on my rant. I just saw that article out of NBC Los Angeles, and the money's all fleeing. Everybody's fleeing that's got money out of France. It's going to go above 80% tax, and then all the big mega billionaires are exempt. But the millionaire, you know, soccer players and people, they're like, I'm leaving. People are leaving England because of the taxes. And that's why they want a new world order. So there's nowhere for you to run with your money. You work your whole life, save a couple million dollars. They're going to take it. And by the way, that's in the news today. It's here in my stack. I'll cover it after we take some calls. Where mainline news, they're announcing under Obamacare, they're going to tax all of the 401ks, all the pensions, and it's just getting started. But it's only 3.8% a year, bigger than any gains you're going to get nowadays, on top of inflation. All right, I said I'd get into it. We're going to do it right now and then go to your calls, 800-259-9231. And we're going to be going to your calls after this break. I just can't ever seem to get to this report. But let me just start reading it now. 10 reasons why it's not the end of the world as we know it. Media indulges in debunked hysteria while ignoring real crises, despite the fact that there are innumerable genuine crises and real economic problems all over the world for which people should be making serious preparations. Manufactured hysteria surrounding supposed Mayan prophecies about the end of the world on December 21st has dominated the headlines and stoked panic amongst significant numbers of people, and now it's reaching fever pitch. Here are 10 reasons that suggest December 21st will not herald the end of the world as we know it. Number one, doomsday adherents cannot seem to agree on precisely what catastrophe will befall the Earth on December 21st. Will it be the emergence of Planet X or a combination of crippling global superstorms and extreme weather events? I always go into Ted Knight voice whenever I read stuff like this. Unlike Y2K, which at least was a single, quantifiable threat, the Mayan prophecy comes with no specific warnings attached, leaving it open to wild and inaccurate speculation. Number two. So this is 2012, as read by Ted Knight. Number two, astronomers and NASA scientist David Morrison put out a YouTube video containing deleted and detailed rebuttals of five separate apocalyptic scenarios on its website, including a meteor strike, a solar flare, and the so-called pole shift, whereby Earth's magnetic rotation poles would reverse. And if you don't believe NASA, there are millions of amateur astronomers who are constantly stargazing and would notice any celestial Earth threat will be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We're living on the
edge. Okay, let me plug some stuff, then get back into the 10 reasons why it's not the end of the world, and I'll stop doing the Super Friends Ted Knight voice here in a moment.
Can Superman defeat the planet Nibiru, launched at the planet Earth by the wicked dark side? All this and more today, kids, at 3.
So that is coming up, and then right to your calls, and then Dr. Blaylock joining us. The toll-free number to join us, even though the phones are loaded, you can call in. When you hear somebody hang up, is 800 259-9231. Finishing up here, we talked to the warehouse. I talked to the warehouse, and we have enough ProPures to get them shipped out to you by Christmas if your order is in today. And I will continue to have the 15% off through Friday, and then it's gone for the year. It'll be gone for several months at least. Our most popular water filtration promotion ever. The stainless steel with stainless steel spigot has the fluoride filters, everything. It's what I use, what my family uses. ProPure, we're the biggest seller of it. Lowest price anywhere regularly. Now 15% off the already lowest price at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase of the ProPure at InfoWarsStore.com makes our operation possible. So you get a great quality product and you support the transmission. Remember, when you buy books, videos, t-shirts, all the materials, it helps wake others up and it helps fund our operations. Not only are the best books, the best videos, the best research I see out there, we end up carrying the best healthcare products, you name it. We do the research. It's there for you. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsHealth.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. And we can still, through about Friday, and for some people even longer, we've brought back the Alex Jones Everything Special, all of my films, what is that, more than 20 films, including the new strategic relocation for $99.95. That is the lowest price ever, normally $379. We only run that around Christmas, and I haven't even plugged that yet, because we just put it back up last week. You can get Strategic Relocation and all of my other films for $99.95 on DVD to have them in the higher quality and be able to have a hard copy the globalists can't erase off the web, and it supports our broadcast. But at that price, not much. It's about getting the word out. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But get your ProPure filter order in today. You can still get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can also call and get that, and then it's a little iffy, but we're pretty sure anybody in the U.S. will get it well before Christmas. It's just that soon we're going to sell out of them, and the factory's going to have to make more. I mean, it's getting close to that. There's been such a run on these, but you can get the ProPure water filters right now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 and get 15% off with the promo code WATER15. You can also give InfoWarsNews.com one membership for $5.95 a month is 10 memberships with the same username, passcode. 10 people can log in. So that's 59 cents per person a month. We've never done something like that because I want to just get the word out. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com. Takes about a minute to sign up. Create a new username, passcode, and give it in e-cards to friends and family or physically and say, here's your documentary film, alternative news, website subscription, PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. And it's all up there. All the new films and stuff are in HD. See the daily radio show and the nightly news show, PrisonPlanet.tv. Didn't plug in the last hour, so kind of doubled down in this hour. Going over this, 10 reasons why it's not the end of the world as we know it. Top astronomers are on record saying there is no Nibiru, there is no Planet X coming. It would be giant in the night sky. The Mayans didn't even say that, and we've got links to that. It's totally made up, but they don't care. They say it's a pole shift, or the sun's going to blow up, or a solar flare. Not that a solar flare couldn't hurt communications or even fry the Earth. It's just that we don't know when that's going to happen, or if ever. Sure, giant asteroids have hit before, and you know, cause a new ice age and darken the sky for 1,000 years, on and on and on. But they don't know when that's going to happen. Number two, astronomers and NASA scientist David Morrison put out a YouTube video detailing rebuttals of 5 separate apocalyptic scenarios on its website, including meteor strike, a solar flare, and the so-called pole shift, whereby the Earth magnetic rotation poles were reversed. And if you would believe NASA, there are millions of amateur astronomers who are constantly stargazing and would notice any celestial threat to the Earth many weeks or months in advance. Number three, the establishment media and entertainment industry in the West has exploited the 2012 hysteria for their own commercial and tabloid-driven ends. Rest assured, you know it's fraudulent when the system itself is pushing it. Real threats to people's livelihoods, like the derailing and the valuing of the dollar, food shortages, and threats to private retirement funds, including 401ks and IRAs, are all too real. but not sexy enough to be turned into blockbuster Hollywood movies or primetime documentary specials. Real threats to our environment, like genetically modified food, chemtrails, or unstable nuclear reactors, are sidelined in favor of obsessing over inane fantasies about Armageddon or saying carbon dioxide plant spray is evil. Pay Al Gore money immediately. Number four, the Mayans themselves were not too smart as a culture in comparison to others, so you know they didn't invent the wheel and sacrifice their children. So why should we pay much attention to what they said anyways? The Mayans were incapable of inventing the wheel, and see, I wrote a lot of this, so I'm repeating myself. I'm saying it before I read it. The wheel, and thought that life was a dream of the gods, which is why they routinely made human sacrifices to stave off the fear that the gods would awaken and the world would end. Because gods drink blood while they're sleeping, obviously. Of their vampire gods. Why should we indulge in the same deluded fears of such primitive culture? Which they actually didn't even say that. So if you do think we should be paying attention to the Mayans, then they also includes Armageddon is some way off. During a recent speech, the National Council of Elders of Mayans, Zakan Grafuna, if I'm pronouncing that right, pointed out that the end of the Mayan calendar has nothing to do with the end of the world, noting that it merely represents the end of one cycle leading to the beginning of a new one. It is the time when the largest grand cycle in the Mayan calendar, 1,872,000 days, or 5,125,000, or 5,000, I don't know, years, overturns and a new cycle begins. The reason I can't newsread is I get in a hurry because I want to go to your calls, and then I just start butchering it, and then it all slows down. Let me just take my time and read this. It is the time when the largest grand cycle in the Mayan calendar, or 1,872,000 days, or 5,125.37 years, overturns and a new cycle begins, notes Anthony Vinny, a Mayan expert and astroastronomer at Colgate University in Hamilton, New York. Number six, the Mayan prophecies contain absolutely zero evidence that anything catastrophic will actually happen on December 21st. The very few ancient texts that refer to December 2012 threat is a calendar milestone, but do not contain prophecies of doom, says John Henderson, a professor of anthropology at Cornell University. And by the way, they all agree. It clearly says that. The Mayan leaders once exploited manufactured hysteria about the end of the world to make their inferiors follow orders, including give us your children for sacrifice. Possessing advanced knowledge of when solar eclipses would occur, the elders would claim that the snake was about to eat the sun and that only by obeying commands would the elders permit the sun to return. Watching a subsequent solar eclipse, the peasants believed the scam, thinking that the elders had divine powers to make the sun disappear, ensuring total obedience. Kind of like Al Gore and Bloomberg say you must pay them trillions in taxes because the hurricane was caused by global warming. Okay, continuing. Most of the individuals whipping up frenzy are doing so by personal profit. In China, scam artists have been convincing pensioners to hand over savings in the last act of charity, reports the Telegraph. Others have been selling end-of-the-world survival kits, a delicious contradiction in terms, cashing in on the hysteria. Some people have used the supposed end-of-the-world 2012 as an excuse to make apologies for the very real tyranny that we see unfolding on a daily basis in a myriad of different ways. Armageddon hysteria has been hijacked as a useful psychological justification for laziness and procrastination when it comes to educating others or making personal preparations for genuine crises because the world is going to end anyways. And I would add that it's very, very simple what we're dealing with. Here is that the people say the government's digging bunkers and things and setting up checkpoints and stockpiling ammo because of this. No, governments have done that before. They're doing it because they're foreign bank run and are about to drop the hammer on us. Number 10, many Christians have earmarked December 21st, 2012 as the date of Armageddon or the second coming of Christ. However, this ignores the Bible itself, which quite clearly states that the end of the world will not be foreseen by man. No one knows the day or the hour when these things will happen. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son himself. Only the Father knows, states Mark 13:32. And the rest of the article is up there at Infowars.com. I'm going to have them repost this on the front page right now. We ask the webmasters, please, thank you, repost 10 reasons why it's not the end of the world as we know it. And I will send this out as a tweet on Real Alex Jones at Twitter. So be sure and follow us there. Okay, that's enough. Let's go to your phone calls. I'm going to try to shut up. Just make your point, and I'll make a short point. We'll go to the next person so everybody can get involved on air. Mike in Illinois, listening on WLUV 1520 AM. You are on the air, Mike.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Well, I'm a union employee in Northern Illinois. We're basically screwed up here. I mean, the thing is the unions are fighting themselves. I was an operating engineer in the IBEW, but then the Local 150 operating engineers started striking, and they took my job. So, I mean.
But listen, I mean, you know the big unions are all run by the globalists. We just showed the documents last hour. This is all a staged event. I mean, did you hear my take on that last hour?
Yep, I've been listening.
What'd you think?
It's exactly to the T of what's happening. It must, and nothing else makes sense.
And they're going to bust all the unions that are left, but Obama's going to play the part of the savior. Do you understand that? And then the unions will be purely turned into anti-American organizations, and it's all manipulated by the mega-rich robber barons who already shipped your jobs to China.
You know, I have a friend who works at the UAW, and I was talking to him, and he has this propaganda that they were handing out there at the Chrysler plant, and it was saying that if you vote for Romney, he's going to send your job to China, just like he did to other American companies like Hyundai.
And of course, he'll do that, and so will Obama, because they're bought and paid for by the same people. See, it's all the illusion of choice, and people are saying, well, what, are you pro-union? I was pro-union what they did 100 years ago, but we have the Bilderberg documents. It's on record. They've been taken over since the 60s. I mean, what do you think when you see unions support NAFTA and GATT and stuff?
I think the union's BS all around.
They're exactly.
I mean, they don't do anything. They do nothing like they say they're going to do. But you can damn sure bet they're going to take your dues every month.
Hey, don't worry, though. You're going to get an Obama phone. God bless you, sir. Appreciate your call. Please spread the word up there on 1520 and all our Illinois affiliates, our Chicago affiliate, just giant audience. Very exciting. Let's talk to Stephanie. Foreclosed homes, and we'll talk to Brian. Hassle for paying with cash. That's happening to me when you pay with a 20 now. I mean, they're like, what is this? That's all corporate ordered. Stephanie in Virginia, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex, and God bless you and the work that you do.
Well, thanks for putting up with me, ma'am.
No, there's nothing to put up with, and Ron Paul, too. The question I have for you is national mortgage settlement. What is your viewpoint on that?
Say that again.
There's a national mortgage settlement program now for folks that were illegally foreclosed on between January 08 and December 11.
Sure. We've had a lot of mortgage experts in breaking down the different programs. There's quite a few. A lot of times, if they've robbed your home wrongly, then they give you a pittance, but it's just more bailout money. Or if you're behind because they foreclosed on you wrong, they have you sign papers that waive your rights, just so they can foreclose on you again in a few months. So there's a lot of different programs. What do you think of the program? I don't know which one you're talking about.
Sure. I'm not sure how to advise folks on if they should participate or not, to be honest with you. And the program that I'm speaking of is the one where they claim that the top five banks did illegal foreclosures during that period, and you are getting a check, a settlement. It's a settlement.
You know, what's happening is they've gone to all the attorney generals. They're getting state laws passed saying that MERS and these other registries that lie and say they own your house, even when your house is paid for, and they come and take them. They're just waving magic wands and letting them off. And to set the precedent now, they're doing a thing where I saw that in the news a few months ago where they do give you a pittance payment to kind of set the precedent that they can take houses that they don't own and then the government pays you off. You know, I don't want to give you advice on that. That is so complex. I would need to get the author of Clouded Titles on, Mr. Krieger. I would need to get him back on and ask him that question or some of our other experts because I have studied it. But I conflate some of the different programs, and I don't want to give you bad advice.
These are for folks that have already lost their homes, just so you're clear on that.
Yeah, these are people that had their homes wrongfully taken. The banks lied and said they owned the deed when they didn't. and you're being offered a settlement. I mean, how big is the settlement versus how much the house was worth?
Oh, God, nothing. It's like $850 minimal, maybe a couple grand.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I personally wouldn't do that. Look, the thing is, if you sue them, you've got standing, even if the courts are corrupt, and they have to go through the procedures, and it costs them tens of thousands. So, I mean, I personally wouldn't settle for that. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Trying to move quicker here. That's just terrible. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Connecticut, hassled for paying cash. He's listening on InfoWars.com audio streams. Go ahead, Brian.
Hello, Alex. I'm a big fan. I've been listening to you for 2 years, and you've woken myself up and my family, and I really appreciate all the work that you've done. Now, let me preface saying that I've been to grocery stores and used a $50 bill and been to little stores, and they typically take out a little magic marker to verify that it's a real bill. Yesterday, I went to a liquor store here in town to purchase a 12-pack of beer. And I gave the woman a $50 bill, and she looked at me and says, we got to move over to this register. You're paying with a $50 bill so the cameras can photograph you. I was shocked.
Sir, the new status thing is to be police state. And so these people really get off on it. When you get a hotel, a rent car, buy lawn equipment, everyone's spying on you. When the cable guy's in your house, you'll look over, he'll have a satisfied look. He's secret agent man. We ought to come back from break with secret agent man. And they're on power. This is how authoritarianism works. Sir, this has happened to me. They're now arresting people for paying with 50s when they're legal and lawful. So how did this end?
I muttered, so we really are in Nazi Germany, and she looked at me, and my God, that set something off, and that's when she told me to move over to this register and that we need your photograph because you're paying with a 50.
Yeah, what I would have done is I would have said, give me my money back, and then I would have called the police because they only care about who calls them. So this woman's not giving me my 50 back. I mean, you know, I want to hear how the story ended. Oh, I know, man. They're like, woo. Look, the word's gone out through Know Your Customer, the banks, the cash is bad. They've banned cash in Louisiana, sir. They've banned it.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. Everyone he meets, he stays a stranger.
Yeah, when you're renting a car or buying a bottle of beer, you're getting gas.
Another chance.
When your kid skins their knee,
odds are he won't live to see.
When they're in your house, they're looking what's in your medicine cabinet. When the plumber's working on your toilet. When you're on the bus, they're watching and listening to you. Austin's got over 1,000 microphones placed now. Where I live. Secret agent.
Beware of pretty faces that you find.
But they're never worried about the mega banks laundering hundreds of billions of drug money a year. Never worried about the government kidnapping little kids or doing medical experiments. They're never concerned about big banks controlling government going after their pension funds now, as they've already done in Europe and are starting here. No. The secret agents are all there to watch you. Oh, no, government. You don't investigate government. It's above the law under national security, can do whatever it wants. It's secret agent man's got to watch you. And I've actually paid for it's happened a lot. It's been the last year. It's gotten really bad. You'll be in a store. You're buying like $25 worth of stuff. You pull a 50 out and they'll go, what is this? What? And they'll put the thing and they'll say, is this real? And I'm like, it's got a strip in it. But I go, no, but it's actually Federal Reserve note that took over the country. None of it's really real. And they'll say, well, I'm not going to take it then. I go, look, sir, it's a joke. The government issued that, but it's really a Federal Reserve note. See, they arrest people who use $2 bills now. They arrest people at Walmart who use hundreds legally because they're all secret agent men. I've had a carpet cleaner at my house back before I had kids. I had a shotgun on the wall in a gun rack. He went out, called the police. They were able to stop it at the carpet cleaner place. Or they were able to stop him from doing it. This is America, folks. They think everything's illegal. And a lot of people love it now. and they really get off on the secret agent behavior. But the crack dealers literally down the street from me, a mile from me, are crack dealers on the street corners. The cops drive right by. Oh, because there's no secret agent there. That's a real criminal. They're secret agents when they walk up and my son's got a birthmark and they say, did your daddy hit you? I'm like, hey, I'm right here. Are you from California? Okay, I'm not kidding. They're like, yeah, none of your business. Anyways, getting back to what I was saying, sir, go ahead and finish your point. Brian in Connecticut, how did this end? I want to hear the rest of the story.
Well, you know what was strange, Alex, is that she didn't, when she took the 50 from me, she did not verify it with that little marker or whatever they do to make sure it's a real bill. She asked me to move over to the other register where the camera could get my picture. And when I went home and told my wife was livid. She wanted to go down. I had to restrain her from going down there and wanting to know who
listen,
gave them.
I would have said, listen, Mabel, hand that 50 over right now. Because I've had them freak out on a 50, and I just go, you know what? I don't need this stuff. And I just leave they were trying to make me register a one-man kayak. And they all knew who I was at the academy. They're all, hey, Alex Jones, how you doing? And they go, all right, we got to register this state police policy. And I said, I don't want to register it. What if it gets stolen? I just said, I'm not going to register it. You've got the serial number. If you want to go off and do it, that's fine. I'm not filling out where I live and what I do to get a kayak. They said, we're not going to sell it to you. And I said, great, I'm leaving. Push the cart, you know, nicely right there. So the next person could get through. I turned it, said, see you later. And the manager ran over and said, no, Alex, it's okay. He can go. But they were watching me. They were watching me close. Wow, interesting story. Anything else you'd like to add? He's gone. We'll take a few more calls, and Dr. Blaylock's coming up. We're going to talk to Brian. We were just talking to Brian. We're going to talk to Scanner and Josh and others. Well, whoever's been holding the longest, we'll go to Gina first and then Sam. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Basically, what bureaucrats are doing and all this henpecking through the corporate structure is they want to see how much they can get you to do, how many orders they can follow. They can put you in jail for a $2 bill. It's totally legal, lawful. They'll do it. If they can forcibly inoculate your kids, felonies each time they do it, they'll do it. If they can give little kids, you know, live syphilis injections, they'll do it. And then announce it on the news and not get in trouble. So it's a process of the criminals beating us into submission, trying to break our will. TSA, that's what all of it is. The globalists have psych warfare manuals that are public. It's all a big joke to them. Well, I got news for you, scum. You may think the rest of the public are animals and you're going to run over them. You don't have a legal or lawful right to do this to me. I'm sentient. I'm smarter than you are. And we're going to expose you and you're going to be brought to justice, okay? I declare in front of the whole universe and God, I am not your property, and I declare war against your attacks. Okay? The ancient right to resist being oppressed and overrun by scum, I call you out. Let's go ahead and talk to Gina in California, or no, she's in Nevada, talking about Californians, because I brought up the Californians. They'll just walk up here in Austin and command you. They'll tell you you have too many kids. They've told me my truck's too big. I mean, they are the supreme leaders. And they've punched out of California and come here to rule me. They're not really Californians. They're globalons. They've now brought down California to a certain extent. Now they're moving on to a new area to wreck it. Go ahead, Gina. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. First time caller. I just want to let you know, when I was driving cabs here in Las Vegas, it seems that the attitude of the younger people is pretty much arrogant from California, and everything that goes on in California seems to bleed right into Las Vegas. And it's just irritating.
Did you get to where you could tell if somebody was a Californian?
Yes, and I could also tell who was a Texan and who was a Canadian, because those two people happen to be the friendliest people you ever want to meet.
Oh, yeah. When I've been in Europe or Latin America and they hear I'm a Texan, there's like five waiters right there and just... Because they know we don't act like animals, at least. And then I had the Californians tell me that I'm backwards and pathetic.
Well, here's the kicker. I'm from San Francisco, and I just can't believe the attitude, you know?
By the way, 50 years ago, because I've talked to family and also read a lot of literature, Californians were the coolest people. They were Texan beyond Texan. And then now all the yuppies and trendies and New York, Manhattan folks, and folks in New York are great too, but all the trendies moved there. So see, they're not really Californians. They're trendies. And these are the grandkids of trendies. And they've all come here. You know, California was made up out of gold rush people and farmers and ranchers and woodsmen and hunters and researchers and trailblazers and sailors, but also entrepreneurs and brewers and everything else. And so it became the best state in the country, and now it got overrun with trendies, and now it's the heart of the Hollywood culture. And it is like, I mean, these Californians, I mean, they are a piece of work, and I'm talking about older people too. I mean, they are just the most self-centered, hollow, arrogance the word. They just think they're movie stars. And the only thing that makes them melt is when they learn you are a, quote, well-known person, then they get totally freaked out and hate you. And it's like, it's beyond bizarre. Anything else you'd like to add about your experiences with Californians?
Just that before I left there, I was living in Marin County driving buses. And, you know, I would ask people where they were from, because I could tell they weren't from the Bay Area. And yeah, so before I left, a lot of them were all transplants from different states.
Let me ask you this. Who's nicer, Texans or Canadians?
Oh, you guys are both equal. Both equal.
Yeah, I found Canadians are super nice. Maybe we can crossbreed Canadians with Texans. All right, we'll be right back. It was good hearing from you. God bless you. Thank you for the call, man. We'll be right back with Dr. Blaylock.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And I'll be honest with you. You know, I've been in Canada. I've been in Europe. I've been in Latin America. I've been all over the 50 states. And people are pretty cool all over. There's different types of folks, but I love all Americans. And I don't want to get off into a Californian bashing fest. I'm talking about, because Northern Californians are, you know, like a cross between somebody from the Ozarks and somebody from Texas. Great, hardworking, smart, wily people. You run into somebody in Southern California, a lot of nice people. We all know what we mean by Californians. The trendies that if you say hi to them, they don't say anything back. The super arrogant people that if they hear you talking to someone, then they'll come over and tell you you're wrong. And I've just learned now, because Austin has more Californians in it than any other city in Texas, that they're here to run the show. And these are the people that really have hurt California, and now they've damaged that state and they've left. The reason I raise that, there's an NBC article about the massive exodus from California that's taking place. I'm going to go back to your calls and do a bunch of news. Dr. Blaylock's never done this. I'm sure it's a time zone issue or some problem. He's MIA, but we'll if he didn't pop in later, we'll get him on later in the week. Because I got a lot of news I want to cover on that front. But speaking of California, let me just show you this article right here. Because this is big government. This is open borders. This is carbon taxes. This is socialism. This is restricting guns. This is arresting surfers for no reason if they get too close to a whale. This is the letter we got sent registered mail to us today. And it says, City of Los Angeles signs on public property illegally, victory. You are not alone. United we stand. Well, we don't put out a bumper sticker or anything that says, victory, you are not alone. United we stand. Obviously, we have operations where we say hang flyers in legal and lawful areas, like a public commons or your YMCA or your work, or hand these out to people. But it doesn't matter. If someone sticks a Barack Obama sticker up on a light pole in California, do you think they get a city of Los Angeles, California, Antonio R. Villaraigosa, mayor, December 6, 2012, it just came today? Do you think you get this? And by the way, there's no judge. There's no jury. Their zoning and code enforcement says that I'll basically have a warrant put out for me if I don't pay them all this money. And they are demanding here in their letter, let's show folks the invoice here if they're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, $300.45, they can come after me for even more, and then we'll say the fine is owed. Well, here's the deal. Go ahead and put the warrant out for my arrest. I'm not going to pay you jack squat, you New World Order crime syndicate-run city. Okay? How's that sound? I once got a letter from a city in New Zealand because somebody climbed up on a derelict factory building that was later got demolished, we learned. That's why they did it. And sprayed Infowars.com on it. They wanted me to pay thousands. They actually said, we know you climbed up and did this. Let me explain something to you. And, of course, they know this at the city of Los Angeles. There isn't due process here. You just can't send me your letter saying pay us money or you're going to go to jail. There has to be something called due process, jack squat. You have to have a police officer or witnesses say that they saw it. I have to be written the citation, and then I have to appear in court with evidence, okay? We have always told people put signs in legal and lawful areas like a barn you've got on the side of the highway. And this is clearly what they describe here is clearly something that was homemade, and they don't even say where it was posted. They just say, we're God, pay us the money, or you're going to go to jail. So I thought, I said, should you have any questions or concerns regarding this matter, please contact the Investigation and Enforcement Division, 213-847-6088, between the hours of 7 a.m. and 3:30. But hurry, before the socialists collapse California, it may be any day, Monday through Friday. So there's globalist hour, 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And says, you may visit our office at 1149 South Broadway, Suite 350, Los Angeles, 90015, to either make a payment or to schedule a hearing date to speak with an investigator regarding the case. Please be advised that investigators are not available for unscheduled personal conferences during regular business hours. You know what they do? They drive down the road when they see graffiti or whatever. They jump out, they scrape it off, and if it's got a name, well, what a way to frame somebody. We've actually had this happen before where people will fake an email with our address, try to cause problems, they used to send the Austin Police Department, we never found out who, a fax machine with our office fax saying, we're going to kill you or we're going to blow you up. And the cops weren't stupid. They'd call up and go, this isn't really you, is it, Alex? And I'd say, no, you've called five times last year. I wish you'd find out that's spoofing my fax machine. But a lot of places you get a SWAT team raid over that. So this is the type of stuff that's going on. Again, we don't want bumper stickers posted in areas that are not your property. Now, if there's an area that's a known commons in the bar scene where there's signs and handbills put up for 20 years and it's kind of the art in the area, then it's common law that's an area for posting. So you got to play it by ear yourself, but we're going to launch something as soon as they come in the next few weeks. I've bought 160,000 Infowars.com bumper stickers, and we are going to give them to, what's it come out to, about 1,600 or so people. We're going to give 100, with shipping included. This isn't the gimmick where it's like, call and get the vitamin, only pay for the shipping, and the shipping's $20. This is free shipping. Don't call yet, folks. They haven't come in. I got to put it up. We can't even charge a penny in the shopping cart because, you have to charge something in the shopping cart for it to be able to register. I guess it's kind of a bug in it. So we'll have an email we put out, and then you'll send us an email pledging that you will put up 100 of the stickers in legal, lawful areas, whether it's on your business, your car, the side of your barn, or give them out to people that say that. And we'll have the pledge that, you know, when you get this 100 stickers, there'll be a letter that you pledge this. So it's all on record because we're selectively enforced. People said, why'd you cut out on YouTube Joe Rogan cussing? Because they've shut our channels down for cussing. Oh, you can kill people and cuss and do whatever you want on, you know, big national channels. You don't get shut down. They won't even give us a partner channel on YouTube. Folks, we have to fight, and I had to send them lawsuit. Well, I actually had to begin the filing process on YouTube once so I could even be on there. We have to scratch and battle and fight for every millimeter of space we've got. We are fought at the national level. We have had other people try to blackball us nationally. We've had people try to blackball us in talk radio. We have had everything you can imagine thrown at us, stuff I won't even get into because I just know it's part of fighting a new world order. Doesn't get me down. It just makes me fight that much harder because it's happening. We are hitting absolute zeitgeist level on so many fronts as everything we talked about begins to happen. I told you 15 years ago they had hidden microphones in lamppost and in fake transformers. Why'd I know? Federal purchase orders. $880,000 every year. Up until last year, it went to more than $10 million a year just where I live. And by the way, it was a city power department person that called me with a tip. I don't even have time to look at most tips myself. I hope the crew's looking in there. And he's like, go check this out in the federal purchase orders. I am installing microphones, shotgun mics that listen to people at hundreds of yards away inside lampposts and fake transformers. Here's the name of the company. I went and found it all, reported it, and a month later, the Statesman ran a story calling them gunshot detectors. Don't be afraid they're gunshot detectors. Never use to detect gunshots. Okay, because back then, in 1998, you don't tell people they're putting microphones in the streetlights. People are going to freak out. But now, oh, nationwide, streetlights have microphones. All the buses are getting them. Oh, your phone in your house is watching and listening. Your computer, your TV, your TiVo, your DVR, your cable box. Oh, yeah, it's all true. See, now they're going to tell you about it. See, they tell you about everything they're doing decades after it's in place. And last hour, I showed you all the news articles from years ago where we showed this. It's in my film, Police State 2000, 1999, with the Austin American Statesman, showing the microphones. And it's so passe for me now. I'm so conditioned. I know where these are at, and I just haven't gotten a truck yet. And I've got to go get a truck, and I've got it, and it'll say it's illegal. I don't care. I'm doing it. I got to go get a truck and find a company that will go up with a cherry picker, and I got to go up there and tear open one of these things to show you. And I'm going to do it. That's next on the list. Come arrest me, you bastard New World Order. Stinking microphones everywhere. Of course, now it won't even matter because we're like, oh, yeah, there's microphones. I mean, who's with me? I mean, well, we got to go rent the stinking cherry picker. The point is that this is the type of stuff we're dealing with in this country. I got work piled up so high, it's so sensational. Where are you out there tearing in to these street lamps with microphones and cameras? Because, see, soon it'll be like, oh, he tore into the security device. The first person to tear into one of these, and I'm not saying you should do it. I'm going to go out and do it. The first person to tear into one of these is going to be like Rosa Parks saying, I ain't sitting at the back of the bus. Folks, this is the real civil rights movement. It isn't about Jamie Foxx saying kill white people and all that. They want to get us fighting with each other. And union, non-union fighting, and North versus South fighting, because they're busy bringing this country down right now and putting in a foreign banker-controlled 1984 grid about 500 times worse than 1984. They got the kids trained to spy on their parents. It's all happening. And we all need to get upset. They think we're so weak, they're just going to acclimate now. Where, yeah, kooks don't like their TVs watching them. Gee, Bob, I thought the TVs weren't watching us. Well, no, they are. You know, it's Al-Qaeda. Hey, our government runs Al-Qaeda. Here's the New York Times finally. Oh, I was right about that, wasn't I? Folks, I'm right about it all, okay? I'm right about it all. All of it. All of it. All of it. Is my interpretation always 100%? No. But in generality, I'm right. What are you going to do about it? They're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. They're chemtrailing you. The GMO is designed to kill you.
Federal agents, we are armed.
You know, Ted Nugent moved outside Austin. Chuck Norris, he's from Oklahoma, so that doesn't really count. That's just an extension of Texas or vice versa. But I'm just reading about all the Hollywood people are moving to Austin. I go to the grocery store every once in a while. I'll see a movie star or whatever. It's just crazy. And that's great. I'm not trying to run down Californians. It's not Californians. California is totally submerged in Hollywood culture. It's Hollywood that is invading my beloved state and ruining it. And I'm not even saying all the Hollywood people themselves are bad. It's the arrogance that these yuppies wear, where you say hi to them. I mean, I'll be out in the middle of nowhere with my dogs and my children sometimes, and you'll come to a creek, and there'll be some Californians there, and you'll say, hey, how's it going? They just don't even talk to you. And then they'll just ignore you. Now, you run into other Californians, they're real nice, because they're not Californians. They're these trendyoids, these Californioids. Anyway, side issue. I was just talking to Weldon Henson about his run-ins with Californians. It's just bizarre. We got the phones loaded on that subject. By the way, it's kind of fortuitous that Dr. Blaylock didn't make it. He always shows up. Must have been some kind of issue or time zone snafu, because I wasn't going to have time to air because it didn't get ready until just now. The video, and he was going to be almost in the third hour, of my confrontation down there at the federal building. And I'm not going to put all the audio out or video of inside, just because those guys look pretty darn scared. All I did was, well, I'll tell the story when we come back from break, take a few more calls. Let's go to calls right now. Sam wants to talk about JFK. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, buddy.
I got to tell you, it was 2 months ago to the day when I called in last, and I had an idea. Just listening to you yesterday, speaking to Mr. Ventura, you know, we should make this into a million-man march on the 22nd coming up next November for the 50th anniversary.
No, I agree. I mean, let's just say 20,000. If we got 20,000 people to march on the 50th anniversary, because they've said, it actually said the Dallas Morning News, the riffraff and the carnival atmosphere, the government's going to have police fence it off and no one's allowed to be there. When the globalists never wanted to be there, they killed him, they moved forward. We've been exposing it. We've now won the fight. Over 90% know the truth. They want to ban us. Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm going to protest the violation of the First Amendment and the military-industrial complex murdering JFK.
I completely agree, but we got to shoot for 1 million. We got to overwhelm them. We got to, just like it's symbolic, you know, just like 9/11 was, just because of the date.
I know, but you say a million and then 80,000 show up. I mean, we need to have tens of thousands of people show up, and I've got a great affiliate up there in Dallas. I could even do an event up there when I do that. Ventura likes the idea of I can rent a hotel ballroom and have our own, you know, operation. That's the type of thing, though, they'll try to sabotage. I know how the system works. And it's not that I'm even lazy to get out in the field. Once I do it, I turn into a wild man. It's or storming the Texas Capitol or the Bilderberg Group or Bohemian Grove. It's just that it's almost like grandstanding to go out and lead a big group of people, but it needs to be done. And so, yes, we're going to do it, sir. It's on.
Alex, just please, you know, you do so much for the movement. Let us do this. There is a million of us.
I know, but you're going to need to get people promoting it and focusing it, or no one will show up.
I agree, but, you know, just every day, mention it once, you know, like, this could be like a sign-off thing, like you do a quote maybe or something, but I'm telling you, people are hyped, and we are really...
Hey, it's on, brother. God bless you. It's on. I told them in April when they announced no one's allowed unless they agree with the official story. It was in the Dallas Morning News and the Dallas Observer that Alex Jones, quote, the king of conspiracy, you mean the king of reality, is coming up there. Let's go ahead and talk to Josh in Wisconsin. Says he was jailed for false info. Oh, yeah, I've seen articles the last few months where, speaking of L.A., thousands of innocent people have been falsely arrested. And sometimes they stay in jail for months with, quote, you know, the computer having a malfunction. That's like in Brazil where the fly falls in the typewriter and says Biddle instead of Tittle or something. And then they go and SWAT team him and take him off and kill him. And that's how the movie begins. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir. Tell us what happened to you.
Alex Jones, it's such a pleasure talking to you right now, sir.
No, it's good talking to you. What's on your mind? Quickly.
What's on my mind? I'll make it real quick and simple. I'll try to at least, sir. Okay, last weekend, I asked my grandmother for my grandfather's Colt. Government series, I mind you, Colt 22 long rifle, right? I asked her if I could go ahead and take it up north with one of my girlfriends to go hunting.
My gosh, taking your grandfather's gun, shooting? What do you think you are, in America? I want to hear what happened to you on the other side. Wow, this sounds pretty bad, folks. Thank goodness they put him in jail. We'll learn the shocking truth of what this evil criminal did with his grandfather's cult. Straight ahead. Where are the super friends when you need them? Arrest all gun owners. Bob Costas is right. Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we're here live. I am your host, Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. We drive our ships to new lands, fight the hordes, sing and cry. Valhalla, we are coming. I know I'm butchering that if Robert Plant's listening in Austin. He's a transplant from Britannia, not from California. He was on his way to California in that big jet airplane and found his way here. Hey, going back to Chris was just talking about when he went out and played drums professionally for some pretty big rock bands in California, that when he was out there, when he first got there, they said, listen, don't talk to people. Nobody's your friend. Nobody wants to just talk to you. It's 30 seconds. Everybody's trying to figure out the greatest, newest, biggest, quickest deal. Now, that's low-level California, L.A. Higher level, it's all about relationships and people and not meeting after meeting. And it's all a bunch of scammers, too. They'll call you up and say, I got this incredible business deal for you, $1 million, and you get there and go work for them, and they don't do anything. And it is that plastic culture of everyone acting like they're powerful, acting like they're trendy. And I'm telling you, Austin has just filled up. I think half the city's from L.A. now. It's not California. It's L.A. And they want you to know they run your life. My son, when he's at YMCA or even in homeschool groups, the only kids he has problems with are L.A. trendy kids. And they're bossy. They're mean. They say, I'm going to call the police on you because you don't like Obama. I mean, we have to now ask off record. We're like, are there any Californians at this event? We can't go. I'm not kidding. This is real, folks. We're on the radio and five or six big affiliates, Needles, Bakersfield, quite a few great stations there. I mean, California, I'm talking about the trendies, and Californians know who they are. Someday we got to open the phones up just on that subject. I got to get to this federal building news here in a moment, but finish your story real quickly. What happened? You wanted to go shooting with some friends. What happened? You got grandpa's gun. I guess grandpa's passed on?
Yes, sir. My grandfather passed away in 9/11/07, sir.
Okay, so you asked grandma, can I borrow the gun?
Right. I asked grandma to borrow the gun. I went out that Saturday morning, shot a couple coons, shot a couple of squirrels. Went to a friend's house because he was interested in buying my gun, right? Not buying it. He was interested in me giving it to him. Okay, I am now facing a charge, and it's called DC.
No, it's called transferring. Number one, you could sell your own personal guns, but they will lie and tell you and convince you, and the jury's so dumb they'll believe it, that you were involved in firearms selling as a business without the federal firearms license. That's why you can go to a gun show, sell your private guns all day. But if you sell your private guns and buy more, and it's obviously a business, they get you. It's how they got Celica Steele, just selling off some of his guns because he needed money. And this is how they do it. And the whole thing was probably a setup because there's major federal funding the police to do this. But go ahead and tell me what happened to you.
It was, sir, a setup because that night proceeded on. I brought the gun over to my friend's house, right?
Yeah.
I gave it to him. It is no longer in my possession, okay? I gave this gun to him. Like, here you go, sir. This is my gun. Go ahead, have fun with it, right? So the night went on. Someone at the house went ahead and had some controversy with the owner of the house. He went ahead and took further proceedings and taking his samurai sword to his neck. I went ahead and broke up that fight. I grabbed the samurai sword, threw it out of his...
Sure. So I understand. So the police came and they charged you for illegal transfer of a firearm, and your lawyer won't tell you this. They'll want a plea bargain and suck all your money out of you. You simply go look at the code. I don't remember the number right now. You go look at the code that it was a gift or a loan, and you have no history of selling firearms, and that it was a firearm your grandmother gave you that you were loaning to a friend, which is totally legal and lawful. Look up the code. I appreciate your call. Okay, but your lawyer won't tell you that. He's going to hit you and hit you hard and suck everything out of you you got. It's all part of a country of evil, country of scamming, of lying, of frauding. Everybody's looking for the quick deal, the quick scam. The real deal is being a good person that works hard and takes action, but is also smart. You're not going to find success with television. You're not going to find it with Hollywood. You're not going to find it with all the trendy avenues. The real world is waiting for you, though. The globalists are the only ones that are there. They're in the real world outside the machine, manipulating and controlling all the levers and hoping you never figure out that it's a matrix, that it's an artificial environment they're building that they want to insert us into. And by the way, that's a new Pentagon report out in Wired magazine. You may have heard it talked about a few times by a talk show host. Again, I know what I talk about is fantastical. Reality is fantastic. And the best news I've ever gotten is that I can hear all the big national talk show hosts and others picking up my talking points, and we're making it safe to talk about this. That is our greatest power, is that we are being ripped off for everything we cover and do, which I love. I love it. Keep it up. Keep it up. In fact, anybody out there, you can take research we do, points I make, things I do, run with it. I know a lot of you haven't developed yet, and you're jealous and envious of me, and so you're not willing to take the info because you know you're getting it from us. Hey, there isn't ego here. This is about survival, ladies and gentlemen. This is about whatever works best to expose the globalists with the truth. Use it. Okay? And so our time is coming. Your time as a patriot is coming. Now is the time. People are ready to listen. Don't worry about brain-damaged zombies out there, you know, that serve the system and you can't get through to and that self-satisfiedly laugh at you through arrogance because they believe they're part of the system. That's a defense mechanism because they feel incredibly weak. Okay? Get out there. Now is the time to save humanity. So many people hate humanity because they're frustrated. They feel like failures. They have this instinctive race memory of great things their ancestors did and great things they should be doing. And they don't like what the world is offering, and they don't like the fakeness of it. And it feels very nauseating and disgusting. And so they start hating their fellow man. And believe me, it's easy. Instead of loving your fellow humans and understanding they're victims of the technotronic age. If you don't know what that is, you need to look it up. Brzezinski will tell you. Now is the time for a revolution against dehumanization, a revolution against those that would shutter our minds, a revolution against dehumanization. Now is the time. You stand at the crossroads. Soon, the window of opportunity will close, and we'll have to go through an incredible technotronic, technocratic dark age. The city-states will rise. The old nations will die. The city-states will combine forces into the global crime syndicate combine. Neo-feudalism will be restored. A great time of just humans being torn to pieces is going to be with us. A boot stomping on the human face forever. We need to slingshot around this gravitational black hole. But we're approaching the event horizon where we're going to go in, through, and beyond. It is my wish to go around it. But I am accelerating and accelerating everyone else's, you know, to use a quantum mechanics physics example, I am accelerating the information, and I am trying to accelerate as many people as we can to slingshot around the black hole and to miss it. But soon we're going to know, and I'll be able to tell you from my estimation, doesn't mean I'm totally right, whether we need to go ahead and turn towards the center and go full throttle in. Okay? And then once that starts, Katie bar the door. I can't believe people say their lives are empty. We are living in an absolute science fiction movie. I mean, we're living in the Matrix. This is amazing. I mean, whoa. A scientific takeover is taking place by mad scientists. And we care what trendy sloths walking around acting effeminate when they come up and tell us we're not trendy. We cower to them. We should laugh at them. Not because we want to make them feel bad. That is the only thing that deprograms them, is to laugh at them and then explain to them about the real world. It's a 2x4 up against the head. I call upon the human survival instinct to be activated. And your subconscious mind knows what that is, even if your conscious doesn't. We are under grave attack. We are under grave assault. This is an emergency worldwide transmission announcement. Activate your survival mechanisms now. Activate your survival mechanisms now. Go to the lifeboats. This civilization is a guillotine, a kill system. Awaken. The lifeboat is finding your primitive power drive. Find it. Activate it. Fire it up. Ask your cerebral cortex to access the basic programs God gave you, and we will beat this. You've got the tools. You've got to activate your resistance programming now. Activate it. They've turned off your survival mechanisms. They've turned off your life force, life preservation, hillbilly programming. Reactivate now. Get off their GMO, their fluoride, nerve gas weapon systems. Get off as much poison grade as you can. You're still going to be hit by a lot of it, but it's turned up to a certain level where everybody doesn't drop dead immediately as they increase the kill level. If you just cut way back on the amount of poison you're getting in the system, it's titrated for a higher level for the general public. You'll be at a much better operating system. You understand that? So you don't have to get rid of all the poison. You never will. Try to get rid of as much of it as you can, as much clean water as you can get, as much nutrients, vitamins, exercise, just communing with the, you know, God, the universe, making that connection, energizing, just saying, I'm weak, God of the universe, help us. And God will help you. Yeah, but you've got to, like a solar panel, turn yourself to the spirit of the creator and just say, give me the energy. Help me. The enemy's got me. The snake, the giant boa constrictor of the New World Order is wrapped around me. It's crushing me. Give me strength to tear it loose. And you've got to, even if you don't think you have the strength, you have to grab the snake by the neck and you've got to start squeezing it and decide you're going to tear its head off. You understand that? That snake is wrapped around us all, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have to skip this final break to get to this piece. Oh, man, I bet I'm going to start telling people what I really think. You've got to ask God to free you. That's why every culture, when they're worshiping God, they open their hands up, ladies and gentlemen. They can feel the energy. The universe bends towards justice. You've got, though, to say, I stand with justice. I'm weak. I'm a sinner. I'm bad. Make me strong. Take me over. Because the evil's going to take you over. You're either going to turn yourself over to good freely. Good will not take you over. Evil will. Evil's battering, ramming all of us. Give me control. Give me control. Give me control. Good won't do that. You have to say, help me. Help me. I want out of this. And that's where the commitment comes against this evil. All right, our own Molly Rogers, great photographer. She can even make me look half-decent in the photos you've been seeing out there. She wanted to go out and take photos downtown, so we got surveillance camera photos, but also Capitol photos for the magazine, InfoWars magazine. This is about 2 weeks ago now. And she goes out, and she comes back, and she goes, you know, you say we can take photos of buildings, but the feds came out, and the guy had a badge and everything and said he was going to arrest me, that I was a terrorist, that I looked shady, and then I couldn't take photos in America, that, you know, he might arrest me and all this stuff. And I had to go show her, look, you know, the Supreme Court had just ruled the day before that you can take government buildings and police in public, and I had to show her that. And I said, we'll go down there. So about a week later, a week and a half later, we went down there. And they were out there in 30 seconds on her, and they do it to other Austinites. And we shouldn't even know it was a federal building. They got like five of them downtown. It's unmarked. And finally, a security guard comes out, and we're leaving. He goes, oh, I'm a listener. No, they didn't call me. I was just doing my rounds because it's a big building. And then I said, well, where are they? Well, the federal police were inside. He goes, well, go make a complaint. So I went and opened the gate, went in and talked to him. And so we'll go ahead and play this report here. But here's the deal. If they can tell you, a woman, clean cut, out on the side of the street, taking photos of a bunch of surveillance cameras. Obviously a terrorist could get Google Earth. Obviously a terrorist would drive by. It's about making you feel like you're a suspect. It's this role reversal where government is our master, we're the servant, and we're dirty, bad, you know, terrorists when the government runs the terrorist on record. So here's the video, here's the audio, and it'll be up on InfoWars.com the next 30 minutes. I don't know what we're going to name it yet. Probably something like Alex Jones confronts the feds on their turf. And they wouldn't come out for me. The federal police stayed inside. It was later security guards on their rounds that came up. And they, at least the first one was a listener. They said, well, here, I'll open the gate for you. Go talk to them. So here is that video and audio.
Why don't you decide to join the Republic? Why don't you decide to join the First Amendment and stand with George Washington and Thomas Jefferson? instead
and this is
of
bullhorning.
Trying to intimidate Americans,
I hit pause.
That we don't have the right to come.
Yeah, I forgot my bullhorn, so I was using my own voice. This is right up against the federal building with them looking at me out the windows. Here it is. Alex Jones versus a federal tyranny command post. That's the name Rob gave it. And shows Molly's photos. Very well produced.
Police arrest folks all over the country for filming them in public, no matter how many times state and federal courts say it's constitutional. And federal buildings, they'll say, don't videotape, even if it's the middle of downtown Austin, like we're terrorists. It's ridiculous. You could go to Google Earth or Google Street View and see all of this. It's all about teaching you that you're bad and that you're a suspect and that you've done something wrong. It's all an act of domination by an out-of-control government. It's like telling black folks sit at the back of the bus or the TSA sticking their hands down your pants. So we've sent reporters down to the NSA. They take other reporters' footage. They didn't take ours because we told them about lawsuits and they knew about them. You know, they knew they'd been losing lawsuits. And it's the same thing with these guys. We have to exercise our rights. And to make a long story short, Molly was out getting photos last week for InfoWars magazine of just different government buildings and satellite equipment and cameras and things for the Big Brother edition that we've got coming out in a few months. And they came over and said, you look shady, get out of here. She said, but it's America. And they said, we don't care, get out of here. We're going to, you know, basically grab you. So we're going over there now because we don't like bullies who think this is North Korea. Here we go. Hey, where is it?
Okay. So I was right at the corner. Do you see all the surveillance cameras? The corner of the building right here?
Yeah. And they came over and said, you look shady.
Yes, they said it's illegal to take pictures of any Fed building, especially if you're taking pictures of security.
And that is total, absolute horseshit. And again, this is the federal government that's on record shipping the narcotics into this country for the last 50 years. This is the federal government that's using Al-Qaeda, even McClatchy newspaper and L.A. Times now report, against Libya and Syria and giving them missiles. But we can't film them because we might be terrorists. No, you work for the foreign banks that are the terrorists. So here we are. Here we are. I mean, we're not a little lady out here. Of course, they monitor us as well. They know I've said I'm coming down here. Here we are in America. No, they'd rather corner American citizens and turn this slowly into North Korea, intimidating each person, having a chilling effect on people. By the way, if you really believe all this terrorism crud, you could drive by here all day and videotape. You could go to Google Earth and look down into their back courtyard. You could go to Street View and other services and see everything right here. No, it's about coming out to her and saying, hey, you're not in America anymore. You don't come here and you don't videotape. You're God, you're king. You're supposed to kneel down and beg the federal government to take all of your liberties. That's what you're supposed to do. It's unbelievable what this country's turned into and how the federal government, run by foreign banks, thinks it can intimidate the press in this country. Well, that's over. Because the spirit of 1776 is rising worldwide. Now, your security crew came out here and told my reporter and my photographer that she wasn't in America anymore, that she was in North Korea, and that she could be disappeared if she dared come here and show this facility. How dare you tell people it's illegal to film your cancer centers, to film your foreign banker occupation command centers. And I, for one, am not going to stand here idle while you tell us that we don't have a First Amendment, and while you lie, the federal government is run by foreign banks. The federal government ships in the narcotics. The federal government runs the white slavery and child kidnapping rings. All you are is a collection agency for private banks. Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan Chase, crime syndicate. The so-called president shipped guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. We are sick of it. We know the truth, and we know you're spying on us illegally. And because you know you're committing crimes, the wicked flee when none pursue. And so we are here telling you now, don't you ever try to intimidate women and children and tell them that they don't have a First Amendment. You are attempting to convert our country into a open tyranny. And on behalf of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and all of our veterans that fought and died for supposed freedom, I issue you now on video a cease and desist. We know your controller staged 9/11. We know you work for narcotics traffickers and money launderers. Do not be on the wrong side of history. The answer to your 1984 tyranny is 1776. You are Al-Qaeda. This building is Al-Qaeda. On record. And there are the federal marshals and FBI, and they're peering down on us. It was a federal marshal sent me the Homeland Security report where you say returning veterans are the number one terrorist, along with gun owners. So I know you're not all bad. But to your controllers, they are bad, and we're calling them out. I wanted you to come out here today in your drama queen garbage and act all put out and act like we're criminals and act like we're bad and act like we're dirty so that I could show people how ridiculous it is and show them news articles admitting you run Al-Qaeda, you ran them in 1980, you ran them in 2001, and you run them right now. And your own FBI Deputy Director O'Neill said that before he was killed. So you're not all bad, but we need to see more of you speak out. Hey, how's it going? Hey, how you doing? I'm Alex Jones.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, she was here last week just getting shots around the city for my magazine, one of my reporters, and you guys told her it's illegal to film your federal building.
Really?
Yeah. Was it, come on over here, Molly. Was it one of these guys?
No, he was not in security uniform.
But he came out of that door?
Oh, it's a business suit?
Yes, okay. But then he went back into the building.
Is that one of the federal marshals or one of the FBI guys?
If they're in a suit, I mean, it could have been one of the marshals, but it could have been,
Yeah, well, we just wanted to tell you, and we can email it to you if you'd like. The Supreme Court's ruled. There's been hundreds of state rulings. You can film federal buildings, NSA buildings, TSA, as long as you don't interfere with the internal operations of it. And it's called the First Amendment. Like in North Korea, they come and arrest you if you film a building. And last time I heard, I'm not in North Korea.
Right, right. Well, I'm actually a listener, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You might get in trouble saying that, buddy.
No.
Well, listen, I know there's a lot of good people because I've had federal marshals give us, great tips on things.
Yeah.
My issue is a guy came out in a suit. She didn't even know this was a federal building. We said, go get some shots of the Capitol, get some shots of, cameras and stuff. And she's over here. Well, finally, a shot for a Big Brother issue. And they come out and say, hey, you look shady. We can arrest you. And so I said, you know what? We're going to come here because if we don't defend the First Amendment, we're going to lose it.
Well, you have every right to do so. I mean, if you guys want to speak to one of the employees, one of the marshals, then, you can go over there and talk to them.
Sure. Molly, you want to go tell them what happened to you? What do you look like? Here, come give us a description, Molly.
He was about, I'd say, in his mid-60s, and he was wearing a business suit with a tag.
Oh, okay. That was the court security. So, yeah, but there should be a representative over there if you guys want to.
Okay, so that's court security. 60 years old, tag, suit. What color was his hair?
It was, pepper.
And then what was he, what description? Was he black, white?
No, he was white. He was white. And he's about
yay. What color eyes?
I don't remember. He had glasses on, actually, now that I think about it.
Okay. Well, because of the fact that I'm not a federal police officer and I'm a security officer, I can't take your complaint and send it through. You guys.
No, I know. But he came out and told her it was illegal.
Okay.
Well, right, correct?
Yes, he did.
Well, if you would like, I mean, feel free to go in there and talk to him. You got about 30 minutes before they close.
Okay, folks. That's it. The exciting conclusion when we get it up on Infowars.com and PrisonBunny.com, the next 30 minutes, radio listeners can go see when we go in. And at first, they all get in our face. And then I point out, that there's a civil rights violation, and they admit it. They go, no, you're allowed to videotape the building, obviously. And that's all on tape. But the point is that it's not fun to go down and confront the federal government, because those people that work there, I don't think, are probably criminals. But up top, they are criminals. Narcotics traffickers, child kidnapping runners, Al-Qaeda runners. I mean, by the way, if you're a radio listener, on the video, we show news articles, mainstream, for everything I'm claiming. And so the federal government is foreign bank run. The foreign banks run Al-Qaeda. Our government is Al-Qaeda run. Our government is Al-Qaeda. Okay? All day, they tell us we're Al-Qaeda. We could be Al-Qaeda. We're guilty until proven innocent because we could be Al-Qaeda. They're Al-Qaeda. You're Al-Qaeda. You're guilty. I don't trust you. I'm watching you. Ooh, that's the American way. Don't trust government. Keep it small. See, I'm with George Washington. I'm not with Janet Napolitano. One last point, folks. Christmas is here. Please give people InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. You can get 10 memberships for $5.95 a month. That's 59 cents a piece. One membership. 10 people can use it with the username passcode you create. Your Christmas shopping's over. Go get it. So you're giving it to 20 people. That's like 12 bucks. $5.95 twice. You go. You get two memberships. You create username and passcode for each one. You give that in a card to people. Here's your great monthly membership to PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv and the ProPure deal, 15% off, InfoWarsShop.com. Yep, it's another hour, ladies and gentlemen, of Real Talk Radio. Real issues that we cover here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. I wanted to jam in a few more calls of people that are holding here on the transmission. Let's talk to Josh in Indiana. Let's talk about 2012, and I'll get more into that in a special report I'm doing tonight. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, how we doing, brother?
Good, man. Thanks for holding.
Hey, no problem. First off, I'd like to tell you that I really love you and appreciate you and what you're doing, and I consider you a strong brother in Christ.
Well, thank you, sir. I try.
You're doing a fine job. And I'd like to hear you rebuke or comment on the Zeitgeist films and how they're kind of twisting the spiritual aspect.
What they say in the first Zeitgeist on religion is a distortion. And I was used without permission in that first one. And so I got so many Christian groups who are like a bunch of Pharisees coming after me. Before even being in that. And then I had Peter Joseph on, and he said, I need to be sent to a re-education camp. And then he told me he never said that, even though there's video of it, or, you know, of him on the show. But a lot of people are simple-minded. They watch that. They believe living in a giant plastic city run by a computer is great. Well, that's just eugenics. That's what the globalists called for, H.G. Wells called for, in his seminal book. I forget the name of it. I've read it. We cover it in Endgame because he made a film by a similar name. Ask Aaron the name of the Things to Come. And I know it when I see it. It's just people who aren't well researched. I don't think Peter Joseph is a bad guy. Sure takes himself serious, though, let me tell you. Anything else?
Well, I just kind of feel like, you know, anybody who's saying, you know, 2012 is going to bring about this spiritual awakening, and we all can be a god. I mean, that's just rubbish. That's just New World Order globalist propaganda.
Well, saying you can be a god is, but there's always a counterfeit of that. But you can become empowered by awakening more. God bless you. I appreciate your call. I mean, there's counterfeits of everything. I mean, look, my whole deal is whether are you for good or are you for evil? You know what I mean? The system tries to make it super complex. Let's talk to Jerry in New York. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I have an idea. Why don't we do a TSA type of deal with cash? I heard that guy from my name ring state here, Connecticut, do a 50s, 100s, whatever. Every once a month, everybody withdraw as much money as they can and use as much cash. Flood these people with this, drive them crazy, and say, hey, look, it says it's legal tender. You have to take it. Plus, it drives the banks crazy.
No, I agree. Listen, I've tried to get $1,000 out and had them act like I'm a criminal at the bank. Gerald Celente tried to get a few thousand out. They did it. I mean, it's crazy how they're training us that breathing is illegal, but the government gang raping us is loving. Federal courts are ruling they can taser you to make you answer questions. It's torture. I mean, next they'll say they can barbecue your child. I mean, it's the government is cancer. It's out of control.
No, but we can use their own weapons against them. What I'm getting at is because every physical dollar taken out, if you took out a CD or whatever, or your cash, is a dollar they can't multiply.
No, I agree. We need to cash, so they can't do fractional reserve banking. God bless you. Great points. Diane in Louisiana wants to talk about Ben Swan, the reporter. Go ahead, quickly.
Hey, handsome. Look, I just came up with an idea, and I know that Ben is not associated with the Fox network, and I'm thinking maybe your management team can get in touch with his so you can get some live airtime to help wake up the masses.
Well, Ben Schwan's what only on one local station, and we've tried to give him attention. I think it's kind of the other way around. If he ever wants to do a report with me, I'd do one with him. I turn on a lot of national TV because I know they're just going to distort it. I'd love to get, in fact, let's get Ben Schwan back on about some of the reports he's been doing, for 30 minutes sometime. But I like Ben Schwan. I mean, I predict big things for him if he sells out. If he doesn't sell out, probably not. Anything else, Diane? All right, she's gone. All right, I'm out of here. I'm sorry to the other callers, Benjamin and Gary. If you call me back tomorrow, I'll get to you. Tonight's Nightly News is going to be jam-packed. We've got a bunch of special reports coming up this week. PrisonPlanet.tv, get your membership today. 10 memberships for the price of one. PrisonPlanet.tv.